much about.
You know why I put you over?
No. Why did you pull me over?
Because I just want to say hi.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Sexier Latin heartthrob, me or Wilmer Valderrama? Be honest and objective.
I think you're both very sexy. Michelle.
You got that right, sister.
Hey, Psycho Mike, you douchebag. Shut the hell up, you creep. Mother, I hate your I'm not up for it today, you asshole.
I hope you've been enjoying the show so far, because I know I have, and some of our listeners have, too.
Modern life, where are we running? Sometimes what we want is not always where we are. Are we alone? Is the real winter inside our hearts? We're all struggling for definition in a world that resists our inquiries.
Kate, my opinion is that you didn't make sense just now.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Easy in, easy out, easy lube. Yeah.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Carol, hold my calls.
Roll another one.
No, dude, look, I mean, really, right?
Just like the other one.
No, not Montreal. This is Monty.
This one seems to be about to quit.
I'm on the verge of vomiting right now.
I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
Anyway, today is History Month.
Roll.
I love you.
Just like the other one.
Jesus H. Christ in a chicken basket.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
I don't have another cent.
If you could give me a pearl necklace tonight, I really need one.
Girl, when are you gonna let me tap that ass?
Just pass it around.
You make me physically ill.
And now,
women need a lot of blood to flow through to their baby centers, which leaves less to the brains.
Our feature presentation.
Well, that makes sense scientifically.
Wow. Amen. Well, the blood can't be everywhere in your body at once, Lisa.
It's
so if you got it going there, it's not going there.
You know.
If it's the same. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all stupid. Yeah.
Hey, we are going to get right to your calls at 1-800-520-1067. It's the Friday edition of Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew. You get on the air, you get a prize, and it's a great prize today. But first, we've got to deal with some business. Miss Cleo, back in trouble with the law, ladies and gentlemen. She joins us on the hotline.
Oh, Miss Cleo.
Good morning, guys. How's that phone screening going for What to Do?
All right.
Oh, my
so,
gosh.
So for people who didn't listen to it when we were telling them about your history of driving, try to catch us up quickly.
Let's see, like 5 tickets in 6 months or something
five
like that?
Tickets,
I can't
six
even
months.
Keep track anymore.
Yeah, that's all bad.
But
okay,
I have good news. Let's
oh,
add
what?
Another one to that list.
What
you, Miss Cleo? She
I got
said,
a
"Let's add
this morning."
She got a ticket this morning on the way in.
You Miss had Cleo, those nice people that somehow got you out of all of that.
Yeah, those nice people under your shirt.
Ticket clinic.
Yes, thank you.
Ticket clinic.
And
yes.
Wow.
Right. So her record was wiped clean. So
and you
that,
would think she would like go, "Oh, thank God, I will never
how?
Do that again."
How fast were you going?
How fast was I going or how fast did he write down?
I want to know both. I know they're different.
I was going about 90. He wrote down 80.
Yeah.
Miss Cleo, we don't have much time here because we have a very full show today. But what makes you think, hey, I'm going to go 90 and get away with it based on your history driving a car?
Here's the thing. Since I got out of my last ticket, I have been driving like an angel. And this morning, I woke up at 4:58. I'm supposed to be at the station at 5, and I live 45 minutes away.
Right.
Do the math.
Yeah, well, okay. The math is you can't get here on time, so don't try.
Yeah. Here's the here's the only math that matters. 5 tickets in 6 months.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, that was a good one. And by the way, you know how it doesn't work? They don't give you the ticket and then say, okay, drive like an angel for a month and then drive as fast as you want after that. That's not how it works. They mean for you to drive like that all the time so that you don't continue to endanger every other person on the road.
Yeah, I have nothing to say.
You're bad.
And I'm going to say one more thing. Almost everybody listening to this show and almost everybody in this room drives faster than the speed limit and very rarely gets a ticket. You're doing something extraordinarily bad and wrong in order to be flagged so much.
That is weird. I wonder why. Do you change lanes a lot without signaling and stuff? Or?
No, I was rocking out to Selena and then I saw the lights behind me. So
I wasn't asking about the music. I was saying, how do you drive? Because a lot of people go 90 at this time of the day and never get pulled over.
Obviously, I don't know what I'm doing wrong if I keep getting freaking tickets.
Yeah.
You know, at some point, someone's going to say, we need to take this woman's license away. You understand that's what happens after a certain amount of tickets, right? And it would really be hard to defend against that.
I know. Hang on. There's no excuse. I mean, there's nothing I can say.
Hang on. Let me just write down a note. Call DMV. Ask them about
what I love about the level of our concern of Miss Clea, who answers phones on the Kevin DeBede Show, is that we have her now talking on the phone while she's driving, which is another offense in this state.
Wouldn't that be awesome if she got pulled over right now again?
Be the greatest thing ever.
At least I'm not responsible.
No.
All right. Oh, yeah. That's a good way to look at it. You're not responsible for what you do behind the wheel if somebody else asks you to do it. You're right.
All right, we'll see you in a minute.
Goodbye.
All right. Asshole.
All right.
How about that?
Oh, my gosh.
How about that not being a surprise to any of us?
And it's not like, I mean, it's totally on her. It's not like she's the victim here, right?
Right,
she's,
of course.
She's clearly encouraging it at this point. It's bad luck if you get a ticket, if you're the, you know, you're the only, everybody's going 90 and you're the only guy who gets a ticket once. That's bad luck. That's all wrong place, wrong time. Sorry about that. Miss Cleo, every month she gets a ticket like that.
You think
Which means that every other day she's driving like that and is not getting a ticket.
You think she drives by cops and flips them off and stuff?
Something's going on.
She must. Well, she's going to start listening to us talk about how she needs to start using those boobs now. Now that it's getting to the point where she might lose her
didn't
license.
Didn't get her out of that ticket either.
Nope.
And it should have.
I also suspect there's an attitude problem.
You think?
Yeah, because I get pulled over a lot too, and it's like you just kind of.
But that's just cops that want to meet you, Mike.
I don't know about that.
You can tell from her voice that she's. She was annoyed.
Yeah,
she was annoyed by that cop. That wasn't her. All right, let's get started with your phone calls on any other topic. 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
It's one of the best prizes we have all year long. Universal Studios, as you know, is the entertainment capital of Los Angeles. You go down there any day, and you pay once to get in, and you can go every other day the whole rest of the year with no blackout dates, which means, you know, take your family for Christmas, whatever you want to do. It's an unbelievable deal. I bet it's worth over $1 million, this prize that we're giving you.
Absolutely.
At 1-800-520-1067, just for getting on the air with Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew. Why don't we start with, well, we don't have much time, but let's try Gore on line one, see what Gore is talking about.
Hey, Gore.
Sean?
Right? That's a new low. Hang on. Okay.
Miss Cleo isn't even here. Who put up G-O-R as
sad
your
girl.
Name?
Yeah, sad girl.
Sad girl.
Oh.
She's the best.
Let's try to figure out how you could go from John to Gore.
That's a really good question.
All right, John, we apologize. What's going on?
What it do, guys?
What it do?
What it do?
Hang on, did Miss Cleo say she was listening to Selena?
Yes.
Yeah, wasn't that weird?
Did y'all say she was rocking out to Selena?
She did. She used those words,
yes.
I would like to suggest that's why she's getting tickets.
Yeah.
And also that's why she's not getting laid, possibly.
Excellent. Both points, yes.
We agree with you. We didn't have time to point all of that out, but we were all thinking the same thing.
We didn't want
to
pile on.
Yeah.
All right, we did.
different way. All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to George. Hi, George.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
Happy Easter, everybody.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. All right. Hey, what's up with the Lakers? Are they even going to win 60 games?
Well, they're not in a rush to get there.
They're not setting themselves up to be red hot going right into the playoffs, right. If that's what you're asking.
You know what? We should have traded Bynum, I believe. What do you guys think?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think so. You know, here's the thing about sports teams, and it's always kind of a... there's always a letdown through part of the season. You play well, then you hit a rough patch.
Yeah.
And you play poorly, and you do, you know, you lose a few places in the playoff race. But then you hope that when you get back to playoff time, that's when you pick it back up and you really start, you know, firing on all cylinders again. So,
I hope you're right, Kevin. I hope you're right because I want to have some barbecues in June.
I hear you.
You know, you can't have a barbecue without a Laker game, right? You know that.
It's incorrect.
That's a requirement.
All right, dude. Thank you for the call. I'm afraid that's all we're going to have time for, but we appreciate the calls. And Gore. I love Gore so much.
Gore, yeah. Speaking of teams that are trying to get out of the playoffs, I went to a Kings game last night, played Vancouver.
Yes.
Beat them 8-3.
Yeah.
Wow.
8 goals.
Woo.
And their goalie's good. And here's what I like about hockey fans. I love this. It may sound harsh to those of you that don't go, but it happens in every arena. His name, the goalie's name was Luongo for the other team. So 18,000 people, Luongo, together. Just, it's so loud and overwhelming. And just every time he would get scored on, they would just mock.
Oh, so sad.
So great. Right, but you don't go to hockey, so right. What you don't know is, you know, when we go to their arena, they yell, quick.
Or, same thing.
Yeah, same thing happens.
Yeah, okay.
It's brutal, but it sure is fun. My daughter said, I feel sorry for him. And I said, I don't. He's had some good nights where he's the star. Let's give him a bad one. I'm good with that. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
But you don't care, do you, Whitey?
What?
I was not prepared for that. Adam Carolla in studio today.
Yeah.
Talking about This Week in Rage. We also have the movie beat. Mm-hmm. Mr. Ralph Garman is back, so he'll be taking a look at that.
I remember Ralph Garman, very popular on this show back in the 90s.
We also are going to talk to Sam Worthington, who is in Clash of the Titans.
Yes.
Take it easy. somebody ruined your name, we're going to talk about today. You had a perfectly good name, and then somebody came along with the same name and was a douchebag.
And murdered nine
killed
people
or just, you know, has a reality show that everybody hates. Or
uh-huh.
So, and then all of a sudden your name is worthless.
Right.
And it's not your fault. We're going to continue our series of 911 as a joke.
Yeah.
That's the best.
There's so many of those, we can't get through them. Very excited about that. And we are also going to give away tickets for April Foolishness.
One more day.
That's coming up as well. Yeah. Today's the last day, as tomorrow is the show. A quick break, and we'll come back with Ralph. Showbiz Beat now.
Hey!
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 551.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. About 166 hours ago, Ralph Garman got a phone call that required him to leave the studio immediately. A phone call that changed his life forever.
Yep.
He'll explain what happened and where he's been for the last week. Coming up next here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, Ralph joins us for a look at the showbiz beat for a Friday. Welcome back, Ralph. Good to see you.
I'll give you a little hint. I was beckoned an emergency call to the set of Sharktopus.
Really?
No, that's not really what it was, but I wish.
Dude, don't worry about it. They have new medicines, and it'll go away. I'm telling you.
You sure?
It'll go away.
Really?
Yeah. Magic is clear of it now, so.
I heard it was for life.
You know what I mean?
That's all I know. All right, I'm opening myself up with this showbiz story, but I thought it was just too good to resist. Apparently, a Philadelphia, Pennsylvania man who was known by his neighbors...
Asshole.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I haven't told you the story
yet. Is that the name?
Who was known by his neighbors for often dressing up as TV's Batman, Adam West.
Oh my gosh, it has everything.
Who has legally changed the names of his two daughters to Harley Quinn, 12 years old, one of the Batman characters from the Dark Knight animated show. And Batgirl, 11.
Oh, come on.
Poor kids.
Has been arrested for stalking, Catherine Erb, who is the actress who plays Detective Ames on Law & Order Criminal Intent. Apparently, he was stalking her and threatening her and scaring her and her family.
Wow.
And so he was finally picked up this week on charges of stalking. He's currently being held in a correctional facility in Pennsylvania.
Philadelphia, period. I've been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it till the day I die. Philadelphia.
So people are saying they're not surprised. He was a little off.
Yeah. What's it like to glance at your future?
Not at all.
1 year from now.
I guarantee you're donating to his legal defense fund.
Well, here's the thing. I know this dude a little bit.
Whoa!
Because he's a huge Batman collector. He's got a bunch of like old 60s memorabilia toys and stuff.
You guys have party nights or
get together? Have party nights.
I'm saying, well, how do you know?
It's like there's a community online where you sort of know about people who are trading and selling stuff. You know, the people go to eBay and they buy the stuff for their collections and things.
He's a big name in that world.
Exactly, wow. Yes. So I'm thinking he might need some money for his defense fund.
Right.
This is time for me to swoop in and get some good items cheap. You know what I'm saying? He might be having a clearance sale sometime soon.
Good call.
You know, it's funny because Kevin Smith also named his daughter Harley after Harley Quinn from the Batman cartoon.
I didn't know
that. To the best of my knowledge, he is not insane.
Yes.
So, just saying. Speaking of crazy people, Michael Jackson in the news. Did you know back in 1989, Michael Jackson donated money to the Gardner Elementary School here in Los Angeles?
No.
Yeah.
That can't be good.
He gave them the money to buy a little dark room.
What? Oh, my God.
Where he would just sit and they would send in the kids. No. He gave them the money so they could build an auditorium.
Okay.
On school grounds, you know, to perform assemblies and whatnot in. Here's the thing. In 2003, when Michael was arrested on child molestation charges, the school covered up his name on the auditorium. They didn't show his name anymore. They covered it up.
Permanently?
Well, no.
Oh, just duct tape?
Just duct tape, yes. Apparently, now fans are starting a Facebook petition asking the school to restore his name since he was acquitted of all charges and to honor him now after his death. They're asking the Gardner Elementary School to put his name back on that auditorium and do the right thing and honor his memory.
That's a tough call.
Yeah, it is.
The most loving thing to do is to share your bed with someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think...
Not with a minor.
I don't think that's going to help.
It's people with a dirty mind that think like that.
Yeah. Well, that's me then. Charlie Sheen is apparently going through so much drama in his real life that he may give up his day job. I don't know if you guys have heard or not, but insiders tell People magazine that he is ready to walk away from his hit TV show, 2.5 Men.
Yes.
Success. Apparently, his contract is up after this season. He could be facing some jail time after this whole Christmas Day arrest he had for assaulting his wife. So, friends are saying he just may pack it in and just walk away from the show and just try to get his life back in order.
So, a silver lining in some otherwise bad news.
That's what I'm saying. This is the best possible thing that could have happened. Here's the thing, though. He is getting $825,000 an episode.
That's all?
That's all. That's per week, people. Amen. Warner Brothers is apparently offering him $1 million per show if he will come back for a 9th season.
Oh, dude. Wow.
So if he walks, he'll be losing $25 million.
Wow.
I know that sounds like a lot, Ralph, but it's got to be a three and a half day work week, right?
It is about that, yeah. It goes in pretty much 9 to 5 each day for a reading of the script, and then they film and a half day.
You could buy a lot of drugs for that amount of money.
Yeah, and a lot of knives.
That too.
And a lot of wives.
That too. Yeah.
And Netflix is one of the most successful companies in America.
Is that right?
Yep. 2010 looks like another great year for them. However, they've got one problem they're claiming, that their partner, the stupid Postal Service, is going to ruin their business.
Do they call it that, the stupid
Postal Service? Stupid Postal Service, yes. Apparently, the Postal Service is having some economic issues. And so they're planning on canceling Saturday delivery.
Is that right?
Here's the thing. What do you think the biggest movie day of the week is for Netflix? People want to see a movie.
Wednesday?
Great point. Not Wednesday, Kevin. Oh. No. Saturday. If you're following my line of logic at all.
I see. Okay.
So people are ordering their Netflixes, and they want to see a movie on Saturday, but they won't get a delivery, so they won't get their new movie.
That would hurt. Yeah.
That would hurt Netflix.
How close are they to the download service? Do they do that yet?
They do, yes.
You can download it.
But apparently the licensing fees are different for Netflix to provide that content versus them just mailing you the DVD in the mail, which is much more efficient financially for them and is a big profit margin for them. So they don't know what they're going to do.
Postal Service pretty much ruins people's lives.
That's what I'm saying. Postal Service will screw you in the butt every time.
Yep.
I love Netflix so much. You guys use it?
Yeah, nope.
Yeah, it's great.
I do.
You don't use it?
I mean,
I can't remember.
I mean, whoever goes to a video store? I mean, I guess that's why Hollywood Video and some of those have gone out of business. But, I mean, it's so awesome to be able to just have them delivered, whatever, you know, and keep them as long as you want.
I know.
It really is the best thing ever. Netflix, by the way, spends $600 million on postage a year.
Wow.
How can the Postal Service not be in the black with that kind of money rolling in?
No kidding.
So, no word yet on how they're going to fix it, but they're panicked because the Postal Service has announced ceasing their Saturday delivery.
Huh. That seems bad.
does seem bad. And now we know, perhaps, why we haven't heard much from Rachel Ilkutel recently. She, of course, was probably the most high-profile of Tiger Woods' mistresses.
Right. And the hottest.
And the hottest, yeah. Came forward, had that big press conference with Gloria Allred, remember?
Sure.
Yeah.
She was going to spill the beans, and then quietly went away. Well, it turns out, according to TMZ, sources informed them that there was a $10 million payout to Rachel from Tiger Woods' camp to keep her mouth shut.
She must have had some good stuff to say.
Can you imagine?
Come on.
So, apparently she's going to go away and we won't be hearing from her after that $10 million. I would have sex with Tiger Woods for $10 million, quite frankly.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And I would keep my mouth shut.
Wouldn't be much of very good sex, though, would it?
In a related story, while Tiger's playing at the Masters in Augusta, Georgia, at the same time, the local Hooters is having a week-long bikini competition. I think Tiger's is in trouble.
And by the way, his wife is not going with him.
No.
So who's going to be minding Tiger while he's down at Augusta for a week?
Hooters?
PGA's going to put a chastity belt on him, just with a padlock, the code only they know. Today's...
Wouldn't it be awesome if he got caught next week?
Oh,
if he did it again, it would be just like Miss Cleo getting all those tickets and then go out and getting another one. I mean, he would learn nothing.
And then he would hold a press conference and they would ask him questions. He would go, oh, well.
I gave it a run. I gave it a shot.
I am really sick with this sex addiction thing. Really. Him and Jesse James. Going to rehab for everything now. By the way, a great story in sporting news this week. I don't know if you read it or not. Talking about that that Tiger Woods is the biggest con ever perpetuated on sports fans ever.
What does it mean?
That the image that made Tiger Woods a billionaire is the biggest lie in sports history.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Which, when you think about it, who is more unlike their public persona than Tiger Woods, as far as we know, in the sports world?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think anyone has ever been more diametrically opposed to what we were sold a bill of goods versus what the person was really like.
Yeah.
Maybe a point in that. But he was made a billionaire based on his squeaky clean
image, right?
Interesting story.
Another interesting story in there is Donovan McNabb going to the Oakland Raiders.
That doesn't make Oakland Raiders.
I don't know why I sound drunk today.
Also make go for Rams. Rams St. Louis.
But the Raiders, come on.
Yeah.
The Raiders.
There's a rumor that they're going to get McNabb and Terrell Owens back together again on the Raiders.
Wow.
Yeah, but I don't think that'll happen. That's like just putting your kid in a river in a basket and just sending him down the stream. I don't think Andy Reid can do that to a Donovan McNabb.
Open for the best.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthday is Christopher Maloney from Law & Order SVU, Woo! Or Criminal Intent, or one of those shows. He is 49 years old today. Rodney King. Can't we all just get along? He's 45 years old today. Rosalind Sanchez, very talented actress. She is 37. Adam Rodriguez from CSI Miami is 35. It's a good day for Hispanic actors, apparently. And Bethany Joy Gagliotti from One Tree Hill. She's 29 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 10 minutes after 6.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. Much speculation in the Kevin and Bean listenership of where Ralph Garman has been for the past week. Here's just one email from Ed in La Mirada. I'm so glad Ralph is back. We had an office pool going to try to guess where he was this week.
Jail.
The top three guesses were number three in sex rehab with Jesse James and Tiger Woods.
Right, yeah.
Number two, filming the sequel for Two for the Money with his big scene. Can I get some more air in here? Number one, picketing Eagles headquarters over the rumored trade of Donovan McNabb to the Raiders. Please let us know. We can't wait to find out who wins the money.
Sadly, no one is the big winner in that pool.
Oh, everybody missed.
Everybody missed. Yeah, last Friday, a week ago, I was here working on the show, and I got a panicked call from my wife telling me that her water had broken because we were expecting twins at that time.
So you knew you were pregnant?
I knew I was pregnant, yes. I wasn't sure about my wife.
Yeah.
Yes, we knew we were pregnant. And the reason we didn't talk about it much on the air is because I still had a couple months to go before I really was going to address that.
Right.
And it turns out the children did not want to bake any longer.
They're not on your time schedule?
No, they wanted to be out in the world. So I rushed to the hospital. And last Friday, my twins were born.
Yeah!
I've got a beautiful boy and girl. Now in my life, I am now a dad. I am a father.
That scares all of us so much.
As well it should.
We've had many conversations without you where we go, dude, what's wrong? Oh, no, Ralph.
No one's more frightened than I am, quite frankly. So, yeah, yesterday, last week, rather, last Friday, Lincoln, James Garman, and Olivia Avalon Garman came into the world. So that's where I've been this week. They are, they're very premature, almost 2 months premature.
Oh, wow.
So that means that they are going to spend a significant amount of time, probably another 6 to 8 weeks, in the neonatal intensive care unit at Cedars. The NICU,
but that gives you a chance to move, and they'll never find you when they get out, right?
Yeah.
I don't think that's the plan.
They are not sharp, I'll tell you. But my wife had a C-section, so it gives us a chance to get her home and get her recouped and stuff before the kids actually come home. So that's the upside. The downside is you don't want to see kids in the intensive care unit.
No.
That is not the good way to come into the world. But I'll tell you something. The crew over there at Cedars, these people who work at the in the NICU, are like the super friends. They are they are superheroes. It's an amazingly difficult job, and they do it with such ease and humor, and they've been amazingly supportive. So a big shout-out to those people.
The man is not to scare you about this situation and all that stuff.
There's horrendous things going on to your children, and they make it sound as if it's the most normal thing in the world and that you're in good hands. And the truth is, the science now is remarkable, and you are in good hands.
Yeah. But it doesn't it's very common, right, Ralph?
Exactly very
common. What your kids are going through.
Yeah, any time a kid is premature, they have to spend some time in the NICU. And the stuff that they do and the stuff that they go through is pretty much what all preemies go through, depending on their age. My kids were 31 weeks, and they should be 40. So, you know, there's issues with breathing and the heart and circulation and all this stuff, and they deal with it on a daily basis. And by all accounts, most of the kids come through with flying colors. So
yeah, I'm sure they will. You know, one of the things we couldn't discuss on the air last week because Ralph was you know, we were holding off till Ralph got back. But you really let a lot of people down who count on celebrities to give their kids honked up names, because both of those names, first and middle, for each kid. Perfect choices. Beautiful names.
Well, I think Lincoln is...
I was very disappointed. Lincoln's an awesome name.
Link's a cool name. Come on.
You got to call him Link. That's fine.
Yeah, Link. With Lincoln or Link. Link. Either way. What's wrong with Lincoln?
I'm just saying it's not...
It's unusual.
Yeah, it's unusual.
But that's
date.
Part of what makes it such a great name is it's a word that everybody knows. It has a great, strong, positive association thanks to the president. And it's not something that you're ever going to run into another kid with. I mean, it's a great name. I can't believe it's not more popular.
Where'd you come up with it?
How
Lincoln?
As far as my wife knows, it's because when we found out that we were having a boy and a girl, when we were having twins, we found out we were at a Starbucks on Lincoln Boulevard in Marina Del Rey. That's where we discovered the
name. So you saw the name Lincoln Boulevard.
So she saw the name Lincoln Boulevard and said, how about Lincoln for a boy's name? And I said, well, I'll put it on the list.
How about Boulevard?
Wait, do they have an ultrasound at that Starbucks? What the hell? How do you get that kind of news at a Starbucks?
And we weren't sure if we wanted to know the sexes or not at the time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we had the person who was doing our prenatal exam write it down and put it in an envelope.
That
information. And we said, we're going to hold on to this, and we'll read it when we're ready.
So we
left the office, stopped for coffee 8 minutes later, and immediately ripped the envelope open to find out.
All right, so as far as your wife knows...
That's where she thinks it came from.
Yes.
Yes. However, the Philadelphia Eagles...
Knew it.
...play at Lincoln Financial Field.
Knew it.
Oh, my God.
In Philadelphia.
Should have named him Financial.
And I was thinking, how can I work a Batman or a Philadelphia Eagles-related name into my son?
Awesome.
It was the first thing I said to my wife is, it's going to be Batman-related or Eagles-related. One or the other.
And so, you know, for the months leading up to their birth, my wife shot down Bruce, shot down Wayne, shot down Adam, shot down West, shot down Donovan, shot down Brian, shot down Andy. There was a lot of names being thrown around that she wouldn't have. And so I was thinking Lincoln before she said Lincoln. But when she looked up at the street sign and said, how's that about Lincoln? I said, well, we'll put that on the list.
Wow,
oh,
nice.
You played it cool.
Nicely played.
And I had already had that hatching in the back of my mind.
What happens when somebody else buys the stadium? You got to change the name?
No.
Okay.
It's pretty much stuck.
Because there's still a point in time. You know, she can still look back to that's where the Eagles used to play if he has to.
Yeah, look, if you know, Ameritrade or something comes along and puts their name on the stadium, that's just
where is Ameritrade? I'm so frustrated right now.
It's always the middle name. I can change it.
And by the way, how awesome is it to have a name like Lincoln and then to have a Link as your nickname, too? Because Link just says nothing but cool, right?
Yeah, pretty much Link, I think, is probably what he'll go by, is Link. And Link and Liv, because she's Olivia, and we're probably going to call her Liv. So, you know, twins, you know, sort of the whole names that kind of sound alike. It's kind of appropriate.
All right, that? We're almost out of time. I know we're going to revisit this topic later, but I have to ask this because Kevin has been through the virtually identical thing that you're going through right now. He had the twins.
In my darkest moments, my moments of biggest self-doubt.
Don't say it.
All I do is remind myself, Kevin did this.
Right.
If Kevin can be a father, I certainly can be a father.
Here's
I won't come in and say, because this time breakfast must get up, not go breakfast eat. I will never say that.
This will surprise you, but I didn't have a lot to do with it. I mean, I didn't help a lot.
Yeah.
But well, you survived it. And survived, my question was going to be, Ralph, as you have a close coworker, guy you see every single day who's been through your identical circumstance with twins, being in the hospital, coming out, having to, you know, having to raise it, are you ever one time going to go to Kevin for advice?
No.
Kidding? I'm a wealth of information.
Madness. And let me tell you something. Although I admittedly, I am one of the first guys on the planet to, when given the opportunity, take a shot at Bean.
Oh, yeah.
For being a soulless droid.
Which
with
is.
Asperger's.
How dare you?
And this is no knock against the rest of the gang here because we're not a touchy-feely office family. But I'll tell you something. Every day during this whole process, Bean was the only guy checking in with me every day.
How about that?
He was
checking in with me. He was making sure I was okay if I needed anything, was asking for an update on the kids. And Bean, I want to tell you something. I really, really appreciated your support and stuff, especially while it was going on.
Are you guys
going to
become friends?
Well, it's not getting nuts. But I'm just saying, when the chips are down, Bean may be the most compassionate of all of us.
I was very concerned.
I know you were.
I was genuine. I was real nervous.
You must have hired somebody, Bean. You hired somebody to act interested.
He does that. Like, when you're sick at home, he's the one that checks. And I don't get it.
I know.
Because he's such an ass every other time.
Right. He doesn't care about you the day to day.
Here's the thing.
But when the emergency comes through, Bean
he's
is the guy.
When you're in trouble, he cares a lot. Yeah. When you get healthy, he wants to tear you back down. That's the way it works.
All right, we got to leave it right there. But congratulations, Ralph! I know you're going to have 100 emails when you head back into your office right there.
And
we're so happy to hear the wife and the kids and everybody's doing great. And
I appreciate that.
Please keep us posted.
I sure will. Thank you so much.
And I can anytime you want to meet with me or any kind of session.
I'm asking many questions.
I don't know why I was thinking about this the other day, but I was thinking, now that Jesse James has been in the news so much, and after years of having such a positive association with that name, there are a lot of people now hear the name Jesse James, and they go, ooh, right? What must it be like if you're named Jesse James? Does your whole life turn around with the way every single time somebody meets you or finds out your name? Do they now treat you so much differently because they associate it with a bad thing instead of a good thing?
They must. I mean, at least make jokes about it.
I'm sure.
We've done this call-in topic before where we have people call in and say, my name is Jessica Simpson. And wow, I had a pretty good life going until Jessica Simpson became famous and was dumb, opened her mouth every time, and everybody hated her. Now everybody hates me.
Along the same lines as Jesse James, how many huge golf fans named their kid Tiger in the last 10 years?
Oh, that's a good point.
And then all of a sudden, 6 months ago.
Yeah, let's change that name, if you don't mind.
It's just, it's got to be weird when somebody comes out who becomes really famous and now all of a sudden you look like the douchebag because you have the same name as that person, even though you had it before they became famous.
Right.
I mean, how many friends do you have named Lady Gaga who now get nothing but laughed at, for instance?
Well, I don't have any of those, but that may not be a good example. But whatever name you had and then somebody else came along with the same name and ruined it, and now you're thinking of changing your name because they ruined your life over it. I don't know if you remember the movie Office Space, but it happened there. And then we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067.
You are Michael Bolton?
Yeah.
Is that your real name?
Yeah.
Are you any relation to the pop singer?
No, it's just a coincidence.
I'll be honest with you. I love his music. I do. I'm a Michael Bolton fan. For my money, I don't know if it gets any better than when he sings When a Man Loves a Woman.
But you must really love his music, huh?
Yeah, he's pretty good, I guess.
You're goddamn right he is.
Right.
So tell me, what's your favorite song of his?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I sort of like them all.
So, Ryan, I'm the exact same way, but it must be twice as hard for you being to have the same name as him. I celebrate the guy's entire catalog. Anyway, let's get down to business, Michael.
You know, you can just call me Mike.
Oh, the poor guy. I know it's not real, but I feel so bad for Michael Bolton.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking when Bean was talking about Jesse James was, it's almost worse for Jesse James named people because Jesse James used to be known for being a murderous outlaw in the Old West.
Ah.
He was a train robber and a bank robber and a murderer. So Jesse James had a bad sort of outlaw connotation. Then the other Jesse James comes along and kind of redeems that name. So you say, oh, he's kind of a good guy. He's got his own business. It's cool. He builds motorcycles and stuff. And then he goes and ruins it again. So he saved the name and then he ruined it all over.
So they're really jerking people around with that name.
Jesse James is twice ruined.
All right. 1-800-520-1067. You have a name. It is shared with somebody who is either famous or infamous. We want to hear from you. Rick James, please hold on. Alice Rodriguez, we'll talk to you. That's all coming right up on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, we're talking about poor, unfortunate people that have the same name as celebrities. You were doing fine, and then. Let's talk to Rick James on line one, shall we? Find out what, find out what his life has been like. Hey, Rick, thanks for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, man?
I'm fine. About yourself?
Good, thank you.
How old a guy are you?
50.
50 years old.
So you weren't even named for Rick James, because that would have been a possibility if you were younger.
Exactly. But right, that wasn't his real name. His real name was Richard.
Right,
right.
So he had to pay for that.
So I would imagine that for a while it was annoying because a lot of people knew who Rick James was, and for folks who didn't recognize the name, he was the R&B pop singer who did Super Freak and songs like that. And then it probably died down for a while as he wasn't very popular for a while. And then once the Dave Chappelle show came back with the I'm Rick James bitch, I bet all of a sudden it just made your life miserable.
Miserable and different.
Different bad, different good.
Different good and bad.
Yeah.
Because people expect, oh, are we going to do burn every girl you see? Well,
sure.
Pipe?
And you say, yes?
No.
Is that a problem?
Well, a marijuana pipe, is that legal?
Gotcha.
That's bizarre.
All right, Rick, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's talk to Michael Jackson, shall we?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Michael Jackson is on line 7, call of the Kevin and Bean Show today.
Hey, Michael.
How you doing?
Good.
Good times.
Poor guy. What's it like?
You know, it's pretty funny. I had a telemarketer call the other night. My wife says, haven't you heard? He's dead.
Nice.
Pretty
nice.
Pretty funny. And,
no, I like that in that maybe you can't actually turn away solicitors like that, you know? People are trying to knock on your door or whatever. You go, oh, no, that is him, and he's not here anymore. So take him off the list. Michael Jackson. Can you imagine having that name while he's going through that trial?
Well, and there was that radio host that had the name as well.
Yeah.
Right, right. Thanks
it's
for the call.
Weird.
By the way, I got two different emails from two different Kevin and Bean listeners who named their son Dax and thought, that's a great name. That's not going to get me in any trouble. And then stupid Dax Shepard with his bad Dane Cook movie started coming along, and now everybody thinks, oh, do you name him after the actor?
Oh, that's cool. That's cute.
Let's try Alex Rodriguez on line 5, calling the Kevin and Bean Show. What's up,
hey.
A-Rod?
Hey, what's up, man? How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, so I get the, hey, so you can't steal the deal, huh?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And I get a lot of, what is this? I'm an electrician, so I go, hey, is this a side job? Is this what you do in your off season?
Not making enough money playing baseball. Yeah, so.
And by the way, every single time somebody says something like that to you, they think they're the funniest person in the world, and it's the first time you've ever heard it, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking, ah, you big. Hey-o.
Yeah, and by the way, really, Alex Rodriguez, in the list of people that we've been coming through, is not that bad. He's a decent-looking ball player, for God's sakes.
That
he's not Michael
true.
Jackson.
Yeah, well, that's true, but then I really get that. Hey, Madonna, really?
Yeah.
did it help at all when he finally got his World Series ring with the Yankees, though? Did at least people stop calling you a loser?
No, not really.
No.
I mean,
okay.
I still get the hey. Oh, A-Rod. It's like to get this surprise. Like, seriously, I'm a Yankee player. Come on, dude.
Right, yeah. Look at me. I play baseball, sure.
Yeah.
All right,
thanks
thank you.
For the call. How about Napoleon on line 4, if you've been wondering what that French man has been up to all these years? Hey, Napoleon, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, what's up, guys? Issa May.
Hi. That's an interesting name.
It was
before. Originally, yeah.
And, now people just laugh at me when they hear the name.
Now, I imagine that they say Napoleon Dynamite a lot more than Napoleon the
Bonaparte
midget leader.
Yeah, I mean, before they used to be like, oh, strong name, you got a lot to live up to, and now they just picture a guy with, and I also have an afro too, so.
Yes! All right.
So do you hear a lot of, Tina, come get some ham, that sort of thing? People give lines from the movie for you?
Oh, yeah. Also, tell me, where's my Wolf for Pedro shirt?
Sure.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
People
well, that
are,
does,
I'll tell you this. People are creative. That's what
that
I'll tell you.
That does suck for you. Last week, thank you for the call, Napoleon. Last week on 30 Rock, Tina Fey's character was dating a guy played by the great British actor Michael Sheen, whose name was Wesley. And she didn't know until they'd been going out for some time that his last name was Wesley Snipes. Here's what happened.
I wanted to tell you to your face that I know that I can do better than you, and I'm never going to be Mrs. Snipes. Hang on. Is your name Wesley Snipes? That is insane.
It's insane.
that the actor Wesley Snipes has that name. If you saw a picture of him and a picture of me, and you were asked, who should be named Wesley Snipes? You'd pick the pale Englishman every time, Liz.
That's a good point. He's actually right. He does look more like a Wesley Snipes. You want to close with Kevin Bean?
Sure.
Poor Kevin Bean on line six. Unfortunately, I'm sorry, Maxwell Smart. We're not going to have a chance to get to you, but let's talk to Kevin and find out what his life is like.
Hey, Kevin Bean.
Hey, how's it going?
Is that your first and last name or first and middle?
First and last name.
First and last name.
Oh,
wow.
Man. How much do you hate us?
Oh, I hate you so much. Every time I introduce myself. Oh, you're Kevin Bean like that crappy K-Rock show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I was afraid of. I'm sorry that we're not giving you a better name association. I wish the show were stronger so that people would treat you better. I'm sorry about that.
Just so you know, though, if we had the option of doing a better show, we would.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like we're slacking. We just, this is the best we can do.
Hey, as long as you guys try it.
All right.
Hey, I can't believe you even listened to us. I mean, that's awesome that you're actually out there knowing how miserable we've made your life, dude.
Every day I listen just hoping you guys are going to do a good show.
Or at least change our names. If we could do that for you, that would make it so much better, right?
That would be great.
You're going to be waiting a long time, Mr. Bean.
All right, hang on. Let's see if we can find a Kevin and Bean t-shirt for Mr. Kevin Bean, too. I appreciate the call, man. Thanks for listening. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday. Now I know why Ralph was in such a hurry to get back today. He's been out all week. Now all of a sudden he's back. Could it be the star of Clash of the Titans, Sam Worthington, coming up next, Ralph? Could that be it?
Release the Kraken!
Yeah, we'll be talking to Sam. The ladies in the office, by the way, and Ralph are all getting pretty gooey about Mr. Worthington's appearance on the program. So
let's not use the word gooey.
Yeah. Right now, time for the showbiz beat. What's going on?
I've got a good OBGYN if they need to be checked out if they're gooey. So, I know a guy who knows a guy. All right, let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Charlie Sheen may be dealing with so much drama in his real life that he could be willing to walk away from $25 million. His contract is up at the end of this season of Two and a Half Men, and People Magazine says sources close to the show and Charlie say he might be done with the show. He might be walking away.
That show does not continue if Charlie Sheen leaves, right?
I don't think so either.
Oh, I'm sure John Cryer has a cousin who could come and stay in the beach house or something.
They should give it a shot.
Oh, absolutely.
They?
There's no way they're going to let that golden goose die.
Yeah.
Look, they can play a laugh track for another actor just as easily as they can Charlie Sheen. And you'd be hard-pressed to find a worse comic actor.
He's sort of funny.
I know you do.
Sort of.
Madness.
And by the way, you always picture people like yourself giving up $25 million. Like I go, what is he, crazy giving up $25 million? He must have
a lot of
hundreds.
Well, he's the highest paid actor on television. He makes $825,000 per episode for that show.
God.
Warner Brothers is now offering him a cool $1 million per if he will do another season.
Wow.
But it may not be enough. Now, listen, TMZ.com says, in a further of this story, that this may all be a negotiating ploy, that Charlie may be willing to come back for $1.5 or $2 million per episode.
Wow. Has anyone ever gotten anywhere near that?
No.
Wow.
No.
Does that show support that?
Well, the Friends cast, I guess, got $1
million
each
right.
per episode for the final season of that show. But I don't think anyone's ever gotten $1.5 or $2 million per episode.
Wow.
So, we'll have to wait and see if it's a negotiating ploy, whether he's really willing to walk away. But that's just crazy money.
It's a lot of money.
It's craziness. Sandra Bullock. Think she's going to pull an Elin Nordegren and stand by her man when Jesse gets out of the rehab?
I'm guessing not, what I've seen.
No, according to People Magazine, that is not going to be the case with the Bullock-James divorce. Word is, she's been calling him and talking to him on a regular basis over the phone and has been pretty clear in her current opinion of Mr. James.
Yeah.
Friends are also saying don't expect a pretty divorce. Sandy apparently is ready to fight tooth and nail to get as much as she can away from Jesse before it's all said and done, including perhaps some visitation or custody rights for her stepdaughter with Jesse, who is the daughter of Jesse James and Janine Lindenmuller.
I think that's admirable.
Me too.
I do too. Apparently she loves this kid and they get along great, and she doesn't think that Jesse may be the best guy to raise her.
Taking money from him seems like it should not happen. Doesn't
well,
it seem like she has more
an
than,
agreement?
She
so
does have more than, him.
She has more than him.
I'm not talking about taking money from him. I think she's trying to withhold as much of her money from him as possible.
That's what she should. I agree with that too. She should do that too.
They're each worth over $100 million each.
Are they really?
My God.
How about
wow.
that?
Wow!
I don't know if there was a prenup in place or not beforehand.
I don't know either.
But
you'd hope some judge somewhere would go, look, you're both set for life.
Just go.
See you later.
Walk away. Walk. Yeah.
Take what you brought in.
Right.
Last night on Survivor, Heroes versus Villains, Boston Rob got voted out. Remember Boston Rob from
Hated him.
Remember
hated
the name.
So much.
Douchebag.
He's one of the villains, I take it?
He was one of the villains, yeah. He got booted out.
Uh-huh.
This is his third time playing this game, by the way. He won the million bucks the first time he was on, and he came back for All-Star, and now this is his third.
Wow.
And he's done.
Au revoir. Adios. Arrivederci. Sayonara. As we say in Boston, see you later.
Bean's got the Boston Rob audio at his fingertips.
That's him?
That's Boston Rob from the first.
That's how annoying he is.
The first show he did for a Survivor.
And he married another contestant on the show, right?
He met Amber. He met Amber on the show. They fell in love while they were competing together. They both made it to the final.
Wow.
And I think she won the $1 million.
I think you're right.
But, you know, he kind of won, too, because they got married after the fact. But,
sure.
Right.
But now he's gone.
And he was so hated that a lot of people wondered if he was romancing her just in case she won, he could get some of the money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah. When they get married, to put that to rest. And speaking of reality television shows, this is going to make Kevin, and especially Mike, I think very, very happy. Lakers forward Ron Artest.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Crazy.
Oh, my God.
Is going to produce and star his own reality show.
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
Daily Variety has announced Ron Artest will be starring in a show called They Call Me Crazy, Kevin.
That is awesome.
Appropriately enough, producers say he will spend each episode making amends for past transgressions. Not quite sure what that entails. But also about his career in developing aspiring musicians through his label, True Warrior.
Yeah.
I've never known such blackness.
True Warrior, by the way, is spelled only... You could only spell it this way if Miss Cleo was working for your company. It's the only way you could spell True Warrior. T-R-U, Warrior, W-A-R-I-E-R.
Yeah, that's about right.
Fascinating.
Really?
They don't even try.
I believe that's also his Twitter handle.
True Warrior?
Yeah, True Warrior 60-something or around.
Well, there you go. We got, They Call Me Crazy in the works. So Ron Artest soon to be on a television set near you.
If you haven't seen Ghetto Cribs by him, where he just walks around his new house and he doesn't know what anything is with, like, his iPhone or something. It's terrible, horrible quality video.
Yeah.
And he goes, this room is, I don't know, just make it up for yourself. It's just ridiculous. He's so crazy.
He's ready to put a lot of work into a reality show then.
Can't wait.
And more casting news for the big Captain America movie. We mentioned, of course, that Chris Evans is going to play the red, white, and blue Marvel Comics hero. Now his sidekick, Bucky Barnes, has been cast. Bucky Barnes will be played by Sebastian Stan. Sebastian Stan as Bucky Barnes.
And he is, and I would know him from...
You remember the short-lived series Kings on NBC?
Kind of.
I never watched it, but I remember what was
Seth
on.
Seth Green? No.
Nope. That was with Ian McShane. From Tombstone, remember him?
No.
This guy was also on Gossip Girl for a short period of time. He was in Hot Tub Time Machine, plays the douchebag ski instructor dude. Anyway, he's going to play Captain America's sidekick, Bucky Barnes. So there's some casting news for you sci-fi geeks. Speaking of sci-fi, anybody watching The Fringe besides me?
Last night's Fringe was unbelievable. Yeah.
Good show. Today's celebrity birthdays, Christopher Maloney. From Law & Order. He's 49 years old today. One of Bean's favorite actors, Clark Gregg. You can find him on The New Adventures of Old Christine.
He's awesome.
He is 48 years old.
Guy.
He's a very funny, talented
guy. He really is.
He's 48 years old today. Rodney King celebrates his 45th birthday today. No, that's a Rodney Bean. Rodney King was made famous in the riots we had here in Los Angeles.
And he's got the CNN talk show every night at 6, right?
That's Larry King.
Larry King.
Very different. Rosalind Sanchez is 37 years old today. Adam Rodriguez from CSI Miami is 35 years old. And Bethany Joy Gagliotti from One Tree Hill is 29 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Our next guest on the Kevin and Bean Show starred in a little scene, low-budget sci-fi movie last Christmas called Avatar. Any guys see that? Hear that? Know anything about that?
I think I might have
seen. He's back with something a little more high-profile, though, called Clash of the Titans, opening up everywhere today. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Worthington to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Small indie, mate. Trust me.
You and your small indie films.
That's all I do is movies that, you know, that you can buy in a Singapore for Singapore Street.
Terminator Salvation, Avatar, now this. You have to get tired of these little tiny dramas. Don't you ever want
to
open up?
I have the movies that I would want to go and see in order to give the audience $16 worth. And I thought, this opportunity, that's my job.
16 or 19, depending on what theater you go to.
They boosted it because of the 3D, probably.
Yeah, that's right.
They do.
The way the economy works, isn't it? month.
Yep.
Now, I wanted to, we have so many questions for you, Mr. Worthington. We're so happy to have you on the show. Let's talk about that.
Mr. Worthington's my dad.
Yeah, Sam.
Sam it is. Let's talk about that 3D, because your movie was not shot in 3D, right? Yours is one that has been adapted to be shown in 3D as well,
yeah,
right?
Converted, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
And how's that process coming along? Does it look great?
I mean, it looks different. It looks different. You know, I've got no bones about it. It's different to Avatar. With Avatar, Jim designed the cameras, so he knows how to use them. The conversion, you know, it's one of those things that the studios are jumping on to help people get into the world a bit better.
Sure.
Does it help?
I think it's just another tool, man. I think it's just another kind of way of, you know, getting yourself into the film. I said, you know, it's like a Dolby Digital. You can watch it in mono if you want.
Yeah.
Surround sound kind of helps you enjoy the ride more.
From what I've seen of the film, Sam, it looks like even in 2D, the special effects in this are just stunning.
That's the thing, man. 3D, 2D, HD, DVD, it doesn't really matter unless we're telling a really cool story. And that's the thing, you know, it's not a history lesson about Greek mythology. It's a, as I said, a special effects-driven popcorn movie that shouldn't take itself too serious. You know, I wanted it to be a fun-filled ride that my 9-year-old nephew could have a good time at the cinema with.
Sure. Now, most moviegoers these days, I would say, probably never saw the 1980s version of this Clash of the Titans.
That's right, yeah.
Is it something that you ever looked at, and did it have any impact at all whatsoever in the new film that you're making?
Before I started shooting, and I kind of felt that, you know, if we got to be careful, because people do have fond childhood memories of it,
mm-hmm.
but to me it was a bit tame, a bit soft, and I wanted it to ramp up a bit and be a bit more relevant to my nephew, yeah.
It's all about your nephew.
Yeah, that's right, because, you know, he's 9 years old. He doesn't give a hoot, but, you know, what critics write.
Right.
Know,
of course.
Those turkeys have to say about it. He gives a hoot what if he's going to get good money's worth.
You know? Right.
Because you know, he gets his little pocket money, he goes along with his friends, and he wants to throw popcorn at the thing and have a great time. You know, that's a good barometer for me, mate.
That is, yeah.
Now, Ralph, who works on the Kevin Bean Show, is on the phone with us right now, Sam. He was the first guy to come busting through the doors in our show and say, oh, my God, Clash of the Titans is coming out. Ralph, this is something that was really important to you. Right, this story.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I mean, that movie was, well, I was like a 9-year-old nephew. You know, we would go and we fill the theater and we loved that thing because the special effects were, you know, out of this world. But this does look like a more gritty, realistic version of this Greek mythology.
The Perseus in the first one was a bit tame and a bit fey for me, and I wanted mine to be a bit more surly and a bit moody.
Right.
I look like a lot of teenagers out there. And then by the time it gets to the end of the movie, you calm down a bit. You know, it's funny, you get criticized for, you know, because people have such fond memories of the original, so we've had to be very careful on it. But I don't mind ramping it up to 11 a bit.
Sam, have you spent a lot of your last couple of years between Avatar and Clash of the Titans working in a room by yourself pretending that there's a monster or something that's not there that you have to look at?
Yeah, I'm losing my mind.
you so want to do a movie where you have a wife and kids and you go on vacation, right? Really, I mean, that's got to be next for you.
Really see me in a corset in some little kind of dining room doing a little pinky finger sipping on tea. I don't think I'm that type of boy, mate. I'm a boisterous boy who likes doing movies like this.
Yeah, you'd have whiskey in that tea. That's what I know about you. This looks fantastic. Tell us about the gods and who else plays them.
Well, you got Ralph Fiennes and Liam Neeson.
Both awesome.
Suits of armor, and you know, and when you work with those boys, you kind of shut up because they're the heavyweights, and you learn from them, and you learn how to kind of you know, act gracefully on a set and handle fame with sensitivity. So that was a masterclass for me. And then you've got kind of guys from all around the world, like Mads Mikkelsen, who was Lachif in Casino Royale, who, you know, is basically the Brad Pitt of Denmark. And, you know, he's terrific as well. So
I want to be the Brad Pitt of Denmark.
That'd be nice.
Too late.
That's pretty awesome. It's
already taken.
King of Copenhagen, yeah.
Already taken. All right.
Sam, I got to say, if you have to pick someone to play Zeus, King of the Gods, Liam Neeson's a pretty strong choice.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. You know, the guy did, you know, the most recent movie he did that I love was Taken, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
Amazing. And then he's played Rob Roy, Oscar Schindler. So.
He's great.
Yeah, he is a heavyweight, yeah.
Well, it definitely looks like an experience at the movie theater. Like Sam said, whether you see it in 2D, 3D, or on DVD, don't miss Clash of the Titans. It opens up everywhere today. Actor Sam Worthington, thanks a lot for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show, man. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday. That means tomorrow is Saturday night, And we're going to be at the Gibson Amphitheater for Kevin Bean's second annual April Foolishness. I can't believe we're about to try this, Kevin. I feel like we know we're making a mistake, but we're going to do it anyway.
It fails every time we try.
Every time, I know. We have one pair of tickets left. Fancy pants tickets, which means up close, you get to come to the pre-show party. You get parking. You get a t-shirt. They're awesome, awesome seats. Obviously, you can't buy them. But you can join us tomorrow night. But we are looking for you to tell the best joke coming up here on the Kevin Bean Show. You can call right now at 1-800-520-1067. Don't suck. And don't try if you know you can't tell jokes. Yeah. If you're going to make us and the listeners miserable, don't even attempt it. But if you feel like you got one that's good and that it's funny and you can tell in a succinct way, you might just win the tickets coming up next.
That always kills us because somebody will go, hey, okay, so there's these two guys. They go, well, no. Let me. There's one guy and one. And then you go, I'm already out at that point.
Right, exactly.
Know the joke.
Rehearse it.
Right.
Rehearse it, right. So that's 1-800-520-1067. We're going to take your calls coming up next. First, though, let's go to our other phone line here on the Kevin Bean Show, 323-520-AFRO, and find out what kinds of messages people have been leaving us last week.
Hello, my name is Kevin Ryder, and I am addicted to the anus.
I'm not sure what that's about.
Hey, if marijuana becomes legal in California, can I start growing pot on my land in farm town?
Great question.
Ah, Farmtown, yeah.
Farmtown. Farmville. What is Farmtown?
Farmville, I think.
Farmville, yeah.
Seriously.
He's a little high, he didn't know.
Yeah, seriously, though.
Every time Clea says the word I want you to do a fear release on her face.
Oh! I don't even know what you're talking about.
Wow! Okay.
I hate white people. Every time I see whitey, they make me go crazy. I just hate whitey so much.
Good luck with that.
All right, thank you. Not sure what this is about?
No, 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 no!
Okay, context.
By the way, I was at a Los Angeles Kings game last night, and I ran into a fan who said that he had given us 9 or 10 ideas, which we have done, including Lick Lisa.
You're kidding.
No.
Really?
I said, you're doing Beat Kevin at the time. I thought it would be funny, so I named it Lick Lisa. I sent it. Like 9 or 10 things that we've done.
Hire him.
I know. It's like, I feel like I owe you money.
Think about how much more he's contributed to the show than most of us have.
That's correct. That is correct.
He's sure going to hate the joke-telling game.
Yes, he is. He's going to go, I could have told him that was a bad idea. We were talking about Ricky Martin making an announcement that he's gay.
Uh-huh.
How unnecessary that was.
So you're talking about gay celebrities, and I was thinking, you know what would suck? If Psycho Mike was gay. Oh, wait.
Another announcement that isn't necessary.
We had a token black listener, come in and fill in for the showbiz one time this week.
Hey, if you're going to have Brother Man Arnell do the showbiz bizeat, and he's going to announce birthdays, can't he just say birthday? Thank you.
That's a good point. We'll make a note of that.
Well,
I'll
tell Arnell.
We'll tell Arnell about that.
I'm so freaking pissed. I've been waiting and waiting and waiting for a freaking Kevin and Bean party machine. Still waiting.
Here's what happened. We used to do a thing called the Party Machine. We'd play whatever music, song, TV theme song, anything we wanted to play, we would play. And then the management of the radio station got involved.
Yeah.
And then they started planning the music, and it destroyed it. So we don't do it anymore. It's not worth doing.
Yeah, if you can't do it the right way, I'm not doing it.
Right. So we would say, hey, we want to play YMCA because it's a Friday generally, and that's fun, and the people will enjoy it, and it'll sound good, right? And they come back and go, yeah, but couldn't you play anything by Dramarama instead? And we're like, not really party music. It kind of defeats the whole purpose of the party machine. So it's not that we're slacking and we don't want to do it. It's just that they've kind of clamped down on it. Basically, our parents came home, so the party's off.
Well, I mean, we could choose to do it, but they would ruin it, so we're not going to.
Right.
It's not worth it.
Lisa May, this is for you, girl. Roses are red, pickles are green. I love your legs, especially what's in between.
He was entirely too pleased with himself.
Beautiful poetry.
Does that work?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We make a lot of noise on this show. We are not professional broadcasters. And from time to time, people hear, you know, typing or this guy.
Yo, 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 Afro Line, what it do?
Sorry, this is another hit on Lisa.
Lisa May, what's up, baby?
I don't know how that works. Here's the dude that's annoyed by the noises.
Am I the only one that hears the squeak? Somebody's chair, something's squeaking every goddamn morning. It's been going on for months now. Put some WD on it. I'll come down and fix it, bitches.
What that is? It could be a microphone stand.
He is the only one who's hearing the squeak.
I'm a scared, Kevin. I'm a scared.
You should be.
We've done this enough times to know we shouldn't be doing this.
Right, exactly.
People can't tell jokes.
But here's the thing. We have one pair of tickets left, fancy pants tickets for tomorrow night's Kevin and Bean April Foolishness. A phenomenal lineup. Our friend Jimmy Kimmel's bringing his Jimmy Kimmel Live house band with him, Cleto and the Cletones, the best band in late night TV. They're going to be providing music for us all night between acts. Jay Moore's on the bill, Joe Rogan, Aziz Ansari, Sarah Silverman, Jeffrey Ross, Adam Carolla, Bill Burr. Unfortunately, Kevin Smith had to drop out because of a movie commitment, but it's an all-star night of comedy. So you already like comedy. That's the thing we know going in, or you wouldn't try to go to the show. But can you deliver comedy? That's what we're looking for at 1-800-520-1067. We're just going to go real fast. Best joke we hear in the next 5 minutes, you win the tickets to join us tomorrow night.
Now, here's the problem. A lot of times we don't like any jokes because people tell them poorly. We have to get a winner. It's Friday.
Right.
So we need to get a winner. So we have to pick one.
So we have to pick one.
One of the following people.
Okay.
So the least bad joke, I guess, is the one that's going to win.
Correct. All right, let's start with Corey. Hi, Corey.
Hi, how are you, Kevin and Bean?
Good. Tell us a joke.
What makes a refrigerator and a bum opposites?
Refrigerator and a bum opposites. Give up.
The refrigerator starts off in a box and ends up in a house.
All right.
Not bad.
All right. No, all right. Well told, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
it was fine.
Wasn't a terrible joke.
All right.
No, it was clean. You're in the running still, Corey. Thank you very much. Second Mike, could we hook him up with a rim shot or something? Just a little production value? There we go. Maybe something like that just to kind of add some showbiz, some pizzazz.
You want me to go back? You want me to go back to him so that we can do it with it? No, let's
not. No. Okay. We'll just from this point on. All right. Let's try Dave line two. Hi, Dave. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You got one shot to try to win the fancy pants tickets. What's your joke?
My joke is a mother and father come home and find an S&M porno magazine underneath their 9-year-old son's bed. Mm-hmm. And the mother is freaking out. She's like, what are we going to do about this? And the dad's like, we can't spank him.
Hey. Ah, I get it.
I like that canned laughter.
Siobhan, line three on the Kevin and Bean Show. Of course, no chicks can tell jokes, with the exception of Sarah Silver, but we're going to give it a shot. Go ahead.
Okay, well, what do you call an anorexic girl with a yeast infection?
I'm afraid.
Anorexic girl, yeast infection, what?
A quarter pounder of cheese.
Very strong. Very strong.
And well
okay.
told.
She proved you wrong,
Bean. How about
Bean?
That?
Yeah, I'm impressed. Kenny, line four. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You got some competition now, man. It's turned into a game. What do you got?
All right, here we go. When you're getting into your friend's car, what do you call if you want to ride behind shotgun?
What do you call it when you want to
Kurt
ride?
Kurt Cobain.
Oh. Okay. All right. I thought that had some value.
You could see that is a better joke than was
right.
told.
Like, yes. It was awkwardly told.
I don't know how to fix it, but there was something there. All right. Let's
it's
go to
joke.
Cindy.
Ha, ha, ha. Everyone laugh at a funny joke. Yeah.
Ha, ha. Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean and Lisa May.
Good
how
morning.
Are you?
Good. Tell us a joke.
Okay. There's a husband and wife, and it's Saturday morning, and they wake up in bed, and they're having coffee, and the husband says to the wife, he says, you know what? If something happens and I die tomorrow, I want you to give away all my stuff, my car, my clothes, my tools. And she goes, why do you want me to do that? And he says, because I don't want some asshole using all my stuff. And she says, what makes you think I'll marry another asshole?
Ba-dum-bum. Another asshole.
Because
he's...
All right. One more. Let's try Jade, line six. All right, Jade, you're in the running for Fancy Pants tickets for April Foolishness. Give us your best joke.
What are the two sexiest farm animals?
Two sexiest farm animals? This scares me.
Mm-hmm.
What are they?
Brown chicken, brown cow!
See, Lisa, it's porn music.
Right.
That was the brown chicken, brown cow! See?
Oh, I gotcha.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thanks
All right.
for explaining that.
So recapping, Corey, the refrigerator and the bum. We got Dave with the porn magazines under the bed. We got the quarter pounder with cheese is on line three. That's Siobhan. We got Kenny with the Kurt Cobain joke. Cindy with the husband and wife at the table, the other asshole. And then the sexiest farm animals, line six, was Jay. Who do you guys like?
I got to tell you, I like Siobhan.
Me too.
I like Siobhan.
Woo!
Let's go to her.
I like anorexic girl with yeast infection. Congratulations.
Oh my god, I'll meet you guys tomorrow.
You are
going
to be there tomorrow night in the front section. You get backstage packing.
Oh
packing. I don't know how you're going to pack backstage, but backstage parking.
Bring antibiotics. We'll see you there, okay? Friday on the Kevin and Bean Show, the movie beat coming up next hour. By the way, if you're just tuning us, you're tuning in this morning, your alarm just went off. Ralph Garman has returned, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, boys and girls.
Who's been gone for much of the past week, and we will explain why coming up in about 10 minutes or so. He has a fascinating, amazing, life-changing story of why he had to dash out of the studio here almost exactly one week ago from this minute.
That's true, yeah. Wow.
And we'll find out why and how and bring you up to speed with where he's been and what's new in his world coming up. First, though, he's got the Showbiz Beat on a Friday. What's going on?
Well, I'm not going to keep people waiting around. I had to leave because I am the new star of Two and a Half Men.
Yeah!
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Charlie Sheen wants out, so I said, I'll take $825,000 a week.
You didn't ask for a little bump?
No, I don't want to be greedy.
Okay.
I'll just take the $825,000 per week that Charlie Sheen gets.
Per week?
Yeah.
Wow.
I can go... Oh, that fat kid's funny. I can do that.
Now... Thank you, Mike. Is this going to impact your vigorous shooting schedule for Sharktopus, or are you going to be able to do both?
I'm going to squeeze them both in, because really, I just have to... show up on the set and go, aha, boy, did I have sex last night with that girl.
You're my brother, but Done. We're so opposite in every way. How weird is that?
We sure are the odd couple living in this Malibu beach house. Your son is stupid, brother.
Sorry, that's slow.
We'll fix that in post.
Yeah, much quicker.
Yeah, apparently Charlie is done with Two and a Half Men. This is according to sources close to the show and to Charlie. Tell People Magazine that after all the drama in his real life, he is pretty much ready to give up his day job. That wasn't a joke. That was just part of the story.
Sorry.
Warner Brothers, as you can imagine, is panicked because the show is a perennial top 10 hit. They want to keep it going, so reportedly they're offering him $1 million per week if he will stay with the show for at least an additional season.
I don't care how much money you have. If they say, I'm going to give you $1 million a week, I don't know how you turn that down.
It's you only work 25 weeks,
right.
Really.
Yeah.
That's $25 million for about 5 months' work.
Wow. All right.
Charlie, depending on who you talk to, is either genuine about wanting to walk away from the series and work on his life. Two, is using it as a negotiating ploy. Wants $1.5 or $2 million per episode in order to stick around.
Wow.
Or three, has decided that he wants a film career and is tired of the TV show, wants to get back into movies.
That happens to actors a lot.
It sure
does. Hot
Shots 4. Hot Shots 4. It's all we can hope for. Wall Street 3. we'll wait and see what happens with the Charlie Sheen situation. But I can't even comprehend those kind of numbers.
I know,
he's throwing
crazy?
That kind of money around. It doesn't even. I can't really visualize it. I can't.
You sure can't
put it in practical terms.
You sure can't put yourself in that position and go $825,000 a week. Nah.
Yeah.
Just.
Given the condition of his marriage, I don't know what his prenup looks like. He might want to make a little extra cash.
Yeah, good point.
Sock some away.
We're talking about more than doubling that. That's crazy.
You know who would probably take the job? Uma Thurman, I'm guessing. Her latest movie, Motherhood, opened this past weekend in the UK only. It hasn't opened here in the States, but it's open in Britain. How are you going to gong
dare you.
Uma?
Are you kidding me?
How are you going to gong Uma?
Stop it.
Who's still hot.
After she kills Bill, she's going to come and kill you, whoever hit that gong.
Mike.
Whoa!
You don't think there's just something ugly about her?
Yes. No.
I got your back.
No, I know what you're saying.
A little. Not always, but at different angles and stuff. You go,
but
oh, wait.
She looks great. Yeah.
She is
amazing.
Not traditionally beautiful. She
right.
is, she has got a unique look, but okay. I think she's stunning.
I do, too, most of the time.
If you're stunning any of the time, that's quite
you
an accomplishment.
Gong her.
All right.
Certainly not gong worthy. If you can achieve stunning at any point, how do you get a gong? Kevin,
listen,
I'm talking to you.
I'm trying to find it.
What are you doing over there, granola bar?
I'm trying to take
Heads
it back.
Up.
I'm trying to take it back.
All
I'm
right.
I'm trying to admit I was wrong. And
There you go. Okay, good.
That's better.
Sorry.
Anyway, Oprah's, it's not Oprah, Uma, Oprah, Oprah, Uma. Uma's new movie opened this past weekend in the UK and made...
Oh, no. You're laughing. Oh, no.
It made... $130 at the box office.
No.
It had to be at one theater then.
Listen to me. It wasn't at one theater.
It doesn't even matter. $130?
It made £88, which if you convert it, is $130.
It's like 10 tickets.
Now here's the saddest part. On its debut day, the Friday that it opened, it made £9.
So one person.
The average price to see a movie in the UK is £7 to £10. Which means one person went to see it on day one.
Not even a couple. The guy didn't even have a date.
Somebody went alone. So she better hope that Tarantino gears up to Kill Bill 3 pretty quick.
Wow.
And by the way, she's a really good actress.
She is. Great.
I saw the trailer for this movie, and it really didn't look good. But it didn't look that much worse than the Bounty Hunter with Jennifer Aniston. I mean, really, it's just another dumb romantic comedy.
All About Steve made more than $9 in its opening day.
That's exceptional.
So that is...
One ticket.
That's got to make you... That's got to give you a pause, even if you're Uma Thurman saying,
right,
maybe there's another line of work for me.
A new way of picking film, something.
Today's Kevin thinks she's just stay in her house and not subject the earth to her ugliness.
That's right, with her hideousness. With her gong-worthy hideousness.
Don't ever leave the house. Scare the children.
Just at times.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Christopher Maloney is 49 years old today. Why do you keep cheering Christopher Maloney,
I
Psycho
like
Mike?
Christopher Maloney.
Okay, but...
And,
this,
and Buff.
Seems like a disproportionate reaction to Christopher Maloney.
King of Mexico told me in my headphones that he showed his wiener in Oz.
Oh,
that's
that
why
true.
Psycho Mike
that's
likes
why
true.
He thinks Psycho Mike is excited about
there
it.
There you go.
He's 49 years old today. Clark Gregg, talented actor from The New Adventures of Old Christine. He's 48. It's a shame, a good actor on a show like that, but what are you going to do? Rodney King, 45 years old today. I was going to think at Lisa's goat. She's watching television. Did she even hear me?
Yes. I was looking at the similar.
Well, I guess Larry King was right. No, we can all just get along.
It's Rodney King, retired Rodney. Policeman. Jeez, I wonder what our fat, vaguely ethnic housekeeper will have to say about that. Two and a half, man. Thank you. Rosalind Sanchez is 37 years old today. Adam Rodriguez from CSI Miami is 35. And Bethany Joy Gagliotti from One Tree Hill is 29 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Movie Beat coming up in minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show because it's Friday. That also means the return of the Ace Man, Adam Carolla, the week in rage next hour.
And another edition of 911 is a joke. Can't wait.
What?
So exactly 1 week ago at this time of day, Ralph Garman vanished. He took a phone call and left, and he was never to be heard from again.
Yeah,
and now he's back for the first time since then. And a lot of people, were curious because, the way this business works, the next thing you know, your picture's erased from the website. But you are still, in fact, working here with some big news.
Next thing you know, Cleo's doing the showbiz beat.
That did happen.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I heard. Trust me. I get reports. I may have been gone, but I wasn't forgotten.
We let anyone with a pulse try it.
I know. Apparently.
Listeners, zombies.
That's the testing ground, I guess.
No.
That's the salt flats part of the show, apparently, where you just run the new car out there and see
just
how it goes.
Try it and see if it works.
Yeah, I got a phone call.
Doc did it twice. Sorry.
Go ahead. Oh, good. Glad to hear it's in good hands then. I got a call from my wife last week around this time, and I hadn't talked about it on the air before because I thought I had more time to sort of breach the subject, but my wife and I had IVF fertility treatments, and my wife was pregnant with twins. And I want to thank Dr. Gadir, by the way, who made that him and his mad scientists who made that happen. But the thing was, she went into labor last week, and so we had our twins.
I thought you were saying April.
April, worst April, case May. Scenario, April. Ideally, May.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so they are about 2 months premature.
All right, wow.
So when she called me last week, I was like, no, much too early. Nope, hold on.
Is that how it works?
Squeeze your knees together. And they tried to stop her from having the contractions. They gave her all kinds of drugs and stuff, but her body just had enough. It said, F this. These things are coming
F
out.
F you, we're done.
So, I've got a boy and a girl now. I've got twins, Lincoln James Garman and Olivia Avalon Garman.
Yeah.
And
nice
so
names.
I'm now the proud father of twins, a boy and a girl.
No.
Yeah. 2.5 man audience.
You don't know yet.
And I'm moving in with John Cryer. We're going to live at his house. So it's been a crazy week. I'm just back because the wife now is home from the hospital after the C-section, and the kids, unfortunately, are still in what they call the NICU, which is the neonatal intensive care unit. And by the way, everyone at Cedars who works there, thank you so much for all the hard work that you're continuing to put into my kids, because they're going to be there for 6 to 8 weeks, which blows.
NICU is the network that puts on the Kids' Choice Awards, right? With the slime and
that's
stuff.
True. That's right. Yeah.
This is going to be the safest 6 weeks of their lives, though, because once that's over, then Ralph takes over.
Right.
That's right.
Who knows?
They might want to stay longer.
And I got to tell you something. I visit these kids every day of their lives, and so far I'm not impressed. these kids are rude. I walk into a room, they don't acknowledge me, not a hey, pop, what's up, nothing. I talk to them, they don't respond, they don't answer.
What?
They just lay there, sometimes they'll, drool or something. But
how
old
are they? They're like a week old?
Yeah, like a week old. Not attractive, I'll tell you that much. They are not good-looking kids. So I think this whole parenthood thing, frankly, is a little overrated. I am not impressed so far.
Can you just abandon them there and then they'll just send them to other homes?
I think there's a sign at Cedars that says it's a safe haven place or whatever.
Can.
I could just leave them on the doorstep.
If anyone else thinks,
Nadia Suleiman.
If anyone else thinks these kids are cute, have that.
They're not cute. Right. Oh, they come out looking like plucked chickens, I'll tell you, the young ones. These preemies.
Yeah, they're little too. I saw the one picture of your son, and man, you can hold him in your hand.
And
right?
He looks like he went like 12 rounds of Roy Jones Jr. His eyes are all swollen up and everything. He's a good cut, man, is what he needs.
Now, let me ask you a couple questions. We've got a couple of emails because people are, of course, the Kevin and Bean listeners, very attached to you, Ralph, very excited about this news.
I've gotten tons of emails, and I want to thank everyone who wrote them.
Lorraine wants to know if you've already sent Reggie to Puppy Lake or you're going to keep him around once the kids come home.
It's a good question.
No, Reggie's a part of the family until he proves otherwise. If he starts, if he starts screwing around, then he's going to get a swift boot in the ass. But if
one of the kids starts screwing around?
Same thing, swift boot in the ass. I got no time, Lisa. I can't pull around. I got to run a tight ship. It's just ridiculous.
All right. Todd writes in, wants to know if the NICU people have given you any indication how long it will be before you can tell which twin is the good one and which one is evil.
They've already told me both evil.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a raw deal.
I got ripped off. I didn't get one good one.
I think you got what you deserved.
So I got an email here from listener Carrie. Congratulations on the twins. Nice names. Lincoln and Olivia, again, are their names. But how cool would it have been if you had named them Hoss and Raw Dog?
By the way.
Which would be which,
I guess
wonder.
The girl would have to be Hoss.
I guess.
And Raw Dog would have to be the boy.
That would be the best names ever.
That would be a pretty cool name. I like it. It is Lincoln.
Tell
Olivia.
People where you got Lincoln from, Ralph. Where'd you get that name?
From Lincoln Boulevard in Southern California.
Where else?
That's it.
That's what you told your wife, right?
Where else? Because I know that you like...
16th president? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. No. I know that you like the Philadelphia Eagles, and they play in a stadium.
That's right, Lincoln Financial Field.
And the stadium is named Lincoln.
I hadn't even thought of
that. Wow, really?
What a coincidence.
What a lucky happenstance for me that they were named after the stadium that the Philadelphia Eagles play.
A serendipity right
Two
there.
Two words, Lehu Zahur.
She was so close to being Liberty Bell Garmin, by the way.
How much did you push Donovan after Donovan?
Hard. Because I said... It's an Irish name. Donovan. Yeah. Donovan's Reeve.
Sure.
Donovan has been an Irish name forever.
I actually like that name.
I'm Irish. Let's go with Donovan. And Carrie's like, nope. She wasn't going for
it. He's
going
to be a Raider. He's not going to be the name of our son.
Maybe she heard the trade rumors before I did. So she wouldn't give me any leeway.
I know one of the most difficult decisions is what do you name your kid? You've got months to think about it. I'm sure you had lots of lists like new parents do. Was there a name that your wife was into for a while that was driving you crazy and you were terrified somehow you were going to get stuck with?
No, she was pretty good. Here's the thing. Olivia was what she wanted to name her daughter since she was a little girl. That was locked in. We knew if we had a girl, that was going to be the name. There wasn't an option.
Okay, so you got one taken care of already.
Right. I was pushing for Millicent.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just aren't enough Millicents anymore.
Thank you.
But she wouldn't have it. But when it came to guys, she gave me a lot of latitude. I was able to present her with a lot of names. She just had veto power. So I just had to come up with a list that she was
Does
okay
she
with.
Does she know yet what about the stadium tie-in?
Veto power was actually one of the names.
Does she know about the stadium yet?
She does now, in retrospect. But I wasn't forthcoming, really, when I suggested Lincoln initially.
But she knew what she was getting into with you, so.
But Lincoln was in the back of my mind as an option, because I was always impressed by how our buddy Matt Money Smith had worked the Chicago Bears names into his family.
Yeah, he did. did.
With Peyton, after the legendary running back, Walter Peyton, and Ditka, right? He named one of his other girls
Ditka?
No, no, one of his daughters, I think, was called Ditka.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
Yeah. But, so I was thinking of all kinds of Eagles possibilities, and Lincoln was something that came to my mind. I said, that's kind of a cool name. Call him Link for short, you know? And then we were at a Starbucks on Lincoln Boulevard here in Southern California when we found out the sex of our twins. And so she looked up at the street sign literally and said, what about Lincoln for a name? And so it fell together. My evil plan fell together.
Did you play it cool? Did you go, I don't know?
I was like, let's put it on the list. That sounds good. Okay, honey, let's put that on the list and see if maybe we'll think about that one.
So Ralph, is it the strangest mix of excitement and terror that you've ever experienced in your life right now?
Well, the NICU part of it, the intensive care, and the fact that they have been struggling the first week of their lives has been brutal, emotionally and physically in every possible way you can imagine. And because they're not home, it's a very surreal existence when you go to visit them in the hospital. You're like, who are these two little strangers? You know, you know they're your kids, but you're not living with them yet, so it's still a very new experience. So we're just kind of just gritting our teeth and bearing it and just trying to get through the next couple of months, and then when we get them home, we'll be able to start our family.
I wouldn't bring them home until they at least acknowledge your existence. I mean, they should at least say hi.
They are rude little bastards.
They really should at least say hi, Dad, or something.
And I want to thank, again, the listeners for all the emails, but I really don't need to hear any more "it's going to change your life forever" emails. It's going to change your life forever. You know, having kids, it's going to change your life forever. I kind of guessed that much, even without having kids. I kind of assumed that being responsible for another living human being, you know, for the first 18 years of their lives and beyond would have to alter your life somehow, right?
Right.
Is there a big problem with people running around thinking that kids don't change your life and they're shocked and surprised when it actually does?
Yes.
Kevin still doesn't think.
No. There are those people. It will shock you. Yes. It will shock you.
But I know it's going to change my life forever. Yeah, okay. That's a given. Right. I got that. And I know I won't be getting any sleep.
All right.
I got that,
okay,
too.
Okay, good.
But I've been,
now, is that going to help or hurt us?
He wasn't getting a lot.
Because usually when you don't have sleep, you're in a goofy mood.
I haven't had any sleep in 10 years. Right. So it's going to be business as usual for me.
All right.
But my wife's not happy with the whole sleep thing.
Well, it's going to be brutal for a little bit, but then
there's milk.
That's woman's
milk,
work, though. Let's face it.
Out of her boobies.
Yeah, I know.
Coming right out of her boobies.
All right, I don't want to hear. I don't know where this is going, but I don't want to hear about it.
She's changing. She's turning into something else.
Can we get photos of that or no?
Oh, okay.
I'll bring some in for everybody.
Sample, sample. Yeah.
We'll have some on the air. We'll have a taste test.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Everybody, about a half a dozen new theaters and Cineplexes this weekend, some in limited release, some in larger release. And we're going to take a look at a couple of them. One in limited release, which I've heard great things about, is called The Greatest.
I never heard of this.
Interesting film with a big, big cast. And you haven't heard much about it. That's why I wanted to talk about it, because it seems like there's a cool opportunity to see a little film here. Susan Sarandon and Pierce Brosnan star as parents of a young man who, I'm not a spoiler alert here, dies in a car crash.
Okay.
They're heartbroken, as you can imagine. And up on their doorstep shows his girlfriend, who says she is 3 months pregnant with his child.
Oh.
Mm. And they have to take him in and live with this girl and try to help her raise their grandson.
You get the idea?
Grandchild.
They never met her?
No, they don't know anything about her.
Never met her. Wow.
No. Carey Mulligan from An Education stars.
She's
as
really
the girl.
Good.
She is a brilliant actress.
Yeah.
And there's a lot going on in this movie, so you may want to check it out. That's in limited release this weekend. Or you can go to one of the big Cineplexes and check out Tyler Perry's Why Did I Get Married 2?
Really?
T-O-O. Why Did I Get Married 2? As well. Tom Bien. But also, it's 2 because apparently there was a Why Did I Get Married 1?
So which was another in a long line of huge Tyler Perry box office smashes.
Yes. And this is a sequel about other dudes wondering why they got married. Janet Jackson stars.
I think she was in the original.
Janet Jackson.
Yeah. It was not good. I saw part of the original. Pretty bad.
Lika.
What?
I don't know. I just was bad. You know, it's when you're just flipping around and
nope. No reason.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. But I cannot go to this movie. I just cannot support Tyler Perry. And his evil works.
Oh, stop laughing.
Four couples reunite for their annual vacation to spend some time analyzing their marriages. They spend a week in the Bahamas. Apparently, that's the plot behind this. And listen, first of all, Tyler Perry playing a guy married to a woman, first of all, is science fiction enough for me to not be able to go to see this film. And then when you add the cast of Tyler Perry, Jill Scott, and Janet Jackson, obviously, this is not for me.
They're review proof. These Tyler, every one of them comes out. The I Can Do Bad by Myself and the Meet the Browns or whatever they're called, and they're all smash hits. He's tapped into some segment of the audience that enjoys his films.
Well, here's a little scene from the film where one of the wives is talking with the other wives about how she checks to see if her husband is cheating or not. Here's Tyler Perry's "Why Did I Get Married Too?"
Now, I'm an old school fool. I'm checking his bank statements. I'm checking his credit card statements. I'm checking his time card at work, and I'm comparing it to the hours that he said he was working, and it better match the money that he has coming home. I'm checking his cell phone bill. I'm checking the numbers that he was calling on the cell phone bill. I'm checking his mileage in the car. His resting heart rate is 42 beats a minute. If Marcus comes home to the house and he claimed he was at work all day, that resting heartbeat is 58 beats a minute. He'd been cheating.
Wow.
I'm
serious.
That sounds good.
That is some overwritten dialogue right there.
Man, I seen that movie too and I fell asleep on it.
I did too.
There's no guy that would stay with a girl that did all that either, by the way.
The last song opens this weekend.
Here we go. Song.
This is Miley Cyrus's big dramatic debut. Sure, she was Hannah Montana.
Oh, great.
In Hannah Montana the movie, but now she is all grown up. And she is in a big-time motion picture based on the book by Nicholas Sparks, who, as you know, is the bane of my existence.
Yeah.
Because he wrote Message in a Bottle and a lot of other crap romantic movies. And
he wrote The Notebook.
He did. One good one.
Dear John, the one that's out in theaters now. That's his, too.
That's right.
Wow.
Miley Cyrus plays a young lady who is to spend the summer with her estranged father, who abandoned his family in the past, and she falls in love.
With her father?
No, with the guy she meets that summer. I'll tell you about this movie. One of the greatest reviews I saw so far was Miley Cyrus is finally old enough to hate. The critic at one point said he always felt bad picking on her because she was just a kid.
Just a kid. You can't be too mean.
But now she is completely grown up and you can absolutely hate her. She's not a good actress. So you got that going for you. Here is a scene. Judge for yourself. Miley Cyrus is talking to her co-star and now boyfriend, Liam Hemsworth. And they are going to the aquarium together and just listen to her performance.
Last night was fun.
Best first date of my life.
It was not a date.
We can make it one. Don't mind coming to work with me.
It's kind of cool, huh?
It's incredible. So big.
Try cleaning it.
See, it's an aquarium. It's a big thing with a lot of fish in it.
Yeah, No.
I just heard it's incredible. It's so big. I was confused as to what movie we were listening to.
The fish tank she's talking about.
I see.
Not Liam.
That's the best clip they could come up with to send out.
Yeah.
That's
not interested.
That's what they're sending out.
Okay.
Will little girls go to see that movie starring her?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't know. We'll see this weekend. And lastly, Clash of the Titans.
Yeah.
Release the Kraken. I can't wait to see this. Liam Neeson as Zeus. Sam Worthington.
Don't.
What?
That's Perseus, his son. He's got to take on Medusa and giant scorpions and other cool things. It's Greek mythology mixed with amazing special effects. We talked to Sam earlier today about this movie, and I can't wait to see it. I was supposed to see it last week, and then stupid babies came.
Oh,
ruined,
like they do.
Ruined everything.
Wow.
Ugh, these kids are already a pain in my ass. Cannot wait till they're old enough to beat.
Oh, you mean old enough to be out of the house is what you meant.
That's what I said, right? Yeah. Clash of the Titans. Here's the scene. Liam Neeson plays Zeus, who is just talking about beating up on your kids. He's just taking it out on his son Perseus, who is immortal. But you know it is when your dad's a god and you're immortal.
Sure.
There's bound to be some conflicts.
That happens.
You will not defeat the Kraken, much less Hades. If you continue this journey, you will die.
You're so sure why you're here.
To offer you sanctuary. Your blood is mine, Perseus, and that makes you a god. It's time you came to Olympus and started living like one.
I'd rather die in the mud with those men than live forever as a god.
You foolish boy. Man's entire existence is a gift of my grace.
Somebody created man. You don't know much about us. We live. We fight. And we die. For each other. Not for you.
I don't want your help, Dad! I could do it on my own!
So gods have the same problems that, we do with our parents.
Absolutely.
Or teenagers.
And it's a little known fact, thank God this movie came out, that the ancient Greeks all had Australian accents.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's true.
How about that?
I'm going to check it out this weekend. I think you might as well. I think it's going to be number one on Monday. We'll have to wait and see. But I'm guessing, release the Kraken! We'll bring in the box office. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
Minutes away from Adam Carolla with the Friday Weekend Rage coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow night, we're very much looking forward to being at the Gibson Amphitheater in Los Angeles, California for Kevin and Bean's second annual April Foolishness. Another great lineup this year. Cleto and the Cletones, the house band for Jimmy Kimmel Live, will be there along with their boss, Jimmy Kimmel. Also, Jay Moore on the bill, Joe Rogan, Aziz Ansari, Sarah Silverman, Jeffrey Ross, Adam Carolla, Bill Burr. It's going to be a great night. And one of the reasons that we're able to put a show of this magnitude together with this many A-list comedians is because it's for great local charities. Yesterday, we talked to you about Boarding for Breast Cancer, and we had Justine on from that organization. Today, we want to let you meet the other charity that's getting the proceeds from this year's show, Camp World. Nope.
No.
Right. Nope.
Not now.
Okay, Camp Laurel is the charity, camplaurel.org. Please welcome founder Margo Anderson to the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Margo.
Hello. Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. I know that it is a tough topic that's going to be especially difficult for people to hear about, you know, while, on a Friday when they're feeling good listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, but it's an important work that you do. Why don't you describe what Camp Laurel is all about?
Sure, thank you. Well, we work specifically with children and youth and families living with HIV and AIDS. We were founded way back in 1992 to really provide educational support services for the children and youth and their families. We serve over 500 kids a year through our resident camp programs, our day camps. We also have mentorships that we do, and just collaborative programs with HIV and AIDS organizations throughout the year.
Are these kids with AIDS or kids with maybe parents that have AIDS or both?
And that's a great question. We actually serve infected and affected children, so that being a child that may be infected or affected because their mother is infected or their sibling is infected.
Right.
So what kinds of things do you do with the kids?
Well, if we're up at camp, we take them canoeing, swimming, horseback riding, archery. I mean, we do. It's a typical camp, but it's a medical facility as well, too. So these kids have, you know, all the medical treatment that they would need if they're up at camp, which is the most important thing for these.
You must have some kind of counselors that can deal with emotional trauma, because it seems like that would just destroy people.
You know, it's interesting because it is really, really tough. When you're up at camp, though, you really kind of forget that they're sick until you're sort of at the meals and you see the medications come out, and then you really go, oh, wow, these kids are sick. We have a lot of help for the counselors, but, I mean, really, it's an environment where it's a positive, happy environment. And
right.
So you're not really thinking about the illness so much, and that's really what we try to do.
I was surprised to hear you say that Camp Laurel's been around since, 1992? Is that what you said?
We started in 92 at the first camp in 94.
So you've been around and in this business for long enough that you can give us some sort of an overview on how the war against AIDS is going in this country.
Yep. When we started, there were a lot of children that we were serving, really young kids that were infected with the disease. Now, with the medications, thankfully, kids aren't being born with the disease. That's if the mother is taking medication when she's in her pregnancy. So really now the kids that are being infected are the kids that are in their teens, and it's mostly through at-risk behavior.
Right.
So we're now, in our programs, we're really incorporating the side of education and really helping these kids understand what the consequences are of at-risk behavior.
The good news in a situation like with any disease is science starts to get a handle on it, starts to be able to fight it, starts to be able to prevent it. That's the good news. But then the bad news is that kind of takes it off the front pages sometimes, and then people all of a sudden think it's not a real risk anymore because they don't hear about it.
You know, it really, really is, and that's kind of a battle that we're fighting. We're trying to really let everybody know that, you know, that the disease is still out there. There are still over thousands and thousands of kids in Los Angeles County alone that are infected with the disease, and that doesn't even include the affected children as well.
Right.
The affected child, you know, has so many psychological issues that they have to deal with as well because they're dealing with it in the family.
This is the voice of Margo Anderson. She is the founder of Camp Laurel. They are one of our two charities that is earmarked for the proceeds from Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness tomorrow night at the Gibson Amphitheater. CampLaurel.org is the website. Besides money, is there anything else that our listeners who maybe didn't already buy a ticket to the show can do to help you out, Margo?
Oh, there's tons of things. We always need volunteers and in-kind donations. Our website is full of information like that. You know, people may think, well, you know, I can't really volunteer as a camp counselor. What can I do? I mean, we need IT people. We need help, people to help us with PR. We need people to come in the office and just do some admin work. I mean, over the past year, we've had to cut our budget and our staff by 30%.
Wow.
So, you know, we're really overworked and just working long, long hours, and we need all the help we can get. So,
and I got to tell you, I got to really, again, thank all of the comedians that are doing this. Jimmy Kimmel and Adam Carolla and Jay Mohr and Joe Rogan, Aziz Ansari, Sarah Silverman, Jeffrey Ross, all those people make big dough for doing shows like this, and they're doing it for free so that all the proceeds can go to these two charities. So a big thank you
to them
as well.
Yeah, well, we see you tomorrow night, Margo.
I hope so. I'm gonna be there. Yes.
All right.
I'm
good
not
luck
sure
with
what
organization.
I hope so means, but
I don't
okay.
know. Thank you so much, Kevin and Dean.
Thank you for the work you do. We'll see you tomorrow, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Smashing Pumpkins coming up next, although we just heard Silver Sun Pickup, so it seems a little redundant. Plus, Adam Carolla will be here with The Week in Rage right now. Ralph Garman joins us for the Showbiz Beat. Hey, Ralph.
Thank you so much, and thank you again to all the listeners who've been sending me those kind emails regarding the twins that my wife and I just had a week ago.
Our listeners always surprise me with how kind they are, considering what dicks we are.
That's true. Much better than we deserve. All of my friends, too, have been just exceptional. In times of crisis, people really kind of rise to the occasion and come to your aid and support. And it's been great. And none more surprising than Bean. I mentioned this earlier today.
Yeah. Oh, stop it.
But out of everyone here on the show, Bean's the only guy I heard from on a daily basis, checking in to see how the kids were and how my wife was. He really was very supportive and was much appreciated. Bean, I wanted to thank you for that.
Fine. I was just terrified for you. I mean, I can't even imagine how scary that was to have him come out and be so premature and so little. I just felt so bad for what you and your wife were going through.
Well, you're very kind.
I'm glad it all worked out.
I've known Bean longer than anyone, so I'd like to chime in if you don't mind. He wants to nurse you back to health so that he can start tearing you down again.
I don't think that's really his agenda at all.
Hey, I'm pretty nice to Ralph on a general basis, by the way.
He is. Better than I deserve, quite frankly. But it is odd how the day-to-day stuff, Bean doesn't seem to have too much time for you.
Not at all.
But in the times of real crisis, he's a true column and pillar of support.
He right. is, well, yeah.
I'm saying cocky. He's got an agenda. That's
I'm
my point.
I'm saying he does. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt for once.
Get strong again. I need to tear you down.
And to a listener, Brittany, who wrote me the email saying I should have named my children Sharkdo and Puss.
Oh, yeah.
That way I could just yell at, damn you, Sharktopus, when they acted out of line. That is just not feasible. I'm sorry.
I'm sure you got a lot of great comments on your names. I just look at the volume of the ones that I've received. People really thought you would name the boy Rock Me and the girl Amadeus. They really thought that might happen.
That was just not in the cards.
Yeah, not going to happen.
I have a wife.
Right? Yeah,
I have
there is that. Too.
If I was left on my own, then all kinds of funny things could happen.
It would be Electric and Avenue.
Exactly. But no, I didn't have those options. I could have been like the lunatic that's in the news today from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, my hometown.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, grew up in my neighborhood, this guy. His name's Charles Nagel. He is a nut for the TV series Batman, the 60s TV series Batman.
Really?
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Who apparently he dresses up as Adam West in the Batman costume.
Yes.
Has named his children Harley Quinn, who is the Joker's girlfriend in the animated Batman cartoon show.
All right.
And his other daughter, Harley Quinn is 12, the other daughter at 11, is legally named Batgirl.
Well, that...
He had to pull these kids out of school because of the abuse they were taking from their schoolmates.
Really? What
They're
a surprise.
Homeschooled.
Couldn't have guessed that.
And
dumbass
Charles
parents.
Nagel apparently is now in jail for stalking actress Catherine Erb, who plays Detective Ames on Law & Order's Criminal Intent. Apparently, he crossed the line, and they had to pick him up and put him in jail. So I'm just saying, I could have named my baby girl Batgirl.
Yeah.
If I was left to my own
When I heard
accord.
The names, I tried to figure out the Batman tie-in.
My wife wouldn't have it.
All right.
I was willing to go with just Bruce or
Everyone has
Wayne,
Bruce.
Yeah.
Sure.
Adam,
sure.
West, any of those. West would have been an odd first name, but I was willing to. I gave her choices.
Adam first name, West middle name.
That's right. But no. But Lincoln is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think.
Middle name Park.
Financial field, oddly enough.
Right, sorry.
Lindsay Lohan's in the news. She fell again. I don't know if you saw the photos on TMZ or not.
Oh, no. God.
Coming out of Ladue, where I'm sure she was just drinking seltzer water.
Yeah.
With a squeeze of lime. Mm-hmm. She fell just hard on the concrete, got up, dusted herself off, and then went to her dealer. Went to another nightclub, apparently, it says here. But the real news is, according to TMZ, is that she can't pay her rent.
Oh, we were just asking about it. The money's got to run out.
TMZ says she was 2 months behind in her rent, and her landlord sent a legal notice to pay or get out. Lindsay then had to come up with $23,000 just to become current, just to break even with the two months in arrears.
Wow.
And that's how she got the money, too, by the way. It was in arrears.
Where can I pick her up?
And she has no income. She's got no job. She's got no reasonable source of income.
So what does she do?
We don't know where the money came from.
Oh.
Apparently, TMZ once again is saying that her mother, Dina, apparently is enabling her by giving her some cash. So maybe that is where the money
came from. And she also seems to be all over the globe. If you follow her on these tabloid sites, here she's in Italy. Now she's in London, New York, Los Angeles. It's crazy how much traveling she does for a woman who really has nothing to do.
She did that documentary on white slavery.
I don't remember.
Yeah, didn't she go to
the
India?
BBC. She went to India. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
But that's the last thing I can remember her doing.
I don't think they pay a lot.
I don't think they did either. And I know she lost her job with that designer. She was working with a clothing designer, Ungari, for a while there. But while we're talking about Charlie Sheen maybe leaving Two and a Half Men, either as a ploy to renegotiate his new contract. His contract's up this season. Or because he actually wants to get his life in order. We also have to talk about another actor who was fired from a brand new TV series. His name is Neil McDonough. He was fired from a ABC series that is currently shooting. It's a brand new drama that hasn't aired yet called Scoundrels.
He was fired
Kevin, you would know this dude if you saw him. He's been in a million TV shows and movies. He's got like the creepy shiny eyes and the white hair.
Pale blue eyes and platinum blonde hair.
Oh, yeah. McDonough.
Great actor. A lot of shows.
I think he was in Band of Brothers. Maybe you might know him from that.
He was. He sure was.
Yeah.
What happened that he's already kicked out?
He was supposed to film a sex scene with Virginia Madsen, who's playing his wife on the TV series.
Right.
But he said he would not do it. He refused to play the sex scene because he is a hardcore Catholic, has deeply held Catholic viewpoints, and did not feel comfortable even simulating sex with another woman.
I think he's a homosexual.
No, that's not the reason at all. He refused to do it, refused to shoot the scene, and so they had no choice, the producers, but to fire him 3 days into shooting.
I think he's a homosexual.
No, he is not. He's just a hardcore Catholic.
Are you gay?
No, he's a hardcore Catholic. He said he would have simulated a sex scene with a deaf boy, but would not do it with Virginia Madsen, oddly enough. Thank you, Charlie Sheen's laugh track.
You can't say that on the radio, Larry.
Yeah, I just did. My name's not Larry. Today's celebrity birthday is Christopher Maloney. He's 49 years old today. Actor Clark Gregg from The New Adventures of Old Christine. He is 48 years old. Rodney King. Not really a celebrity, but I just want us all to get along.
Can we all get along?
He's 45.
Can we get along?
He's a total gaylord.
45 years old today.
I don't think that's true.
Rosalind Sanchez is 37 years old. Adam Rodriguez from CSI Miami is 35.
And we should all get along.
Yes, we should. And Bethany Joy Galeotti from One Tree Hill celebrates her 29th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
I've been roaming around. I was looking down at all I see.
Good. Good. Excellent. Good. That's the way it should work. That's the way it should work.
Well, that is the way it works.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is 12 minutes after 9 o'clock.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday. That means Adam Carolla joins us on phone today because he's very busy. The Ace Man's got a lot going on. Adam, I'm on your website right now, and I see that I can buy season one of the podcast on DVD, which must be thousands of hours of Adam Carolla, right?
Yeah, never ends.
That's goddamn much Ace.
It literally just keeps going.
It's everything that came out of my mouth in one calendar year.
Wow.
Yeah.
You should definitely
little,
check out.
Some that came from my ass, actually, to be honest.
Oh, I wish we didn't have to hear that.
That's the goal.
AdamCarolla.com is where you want to go for all your Ace Band info. And, of course, to get details on buying tickets for his next live podcast show, which is going to be April 7th, which I believe is next Wednesday at the Ontario Improv. He joins us every Friday, and it is time for The Week in Rage.
It's time for this week
in Rage.
Well, start with the three things I saw this week that pissed me off the most and working our way to number one. I was watching TV last night and saw a lottery commercial, actually two of them. One depicted a white family who were going to make it snow year-round. So the guy got himself like a big boom and a snow blower, and he's all excited. Hey, honey, the kids are going to go out. Sure, we live in Reseda, and of course it's August, but the kids are going to go out to a white winterland. And she was like, oh, you're the greatest dad in the world. I wouldn't need the guy in the nuts. How about a little something called college, Pop? We can go to Legoland for $15. You making this thing in the Arctic tundra and wasting every penny we made in the lotto so that we'll be flat broke and won't be able to take care of the kids' orthodonture in 3 years is an insane idea. And then I switched the channel, and guess what? The Gonzalez family had won the lottery, and they'd rented out Dodger Stadium just so they could have a picnic for four Mexicans.
All right.
Yeah. Listen, there was a great joke. It wasn't mine, but it went, what has five balls and rapes Mexicans? Answer, the lottery. So, point is this. Not only are they taking stupid people and letting them gamble with money they don't have, once they do win, and they're never going to win, they suggest they throw the money away by renting out Dodger Stadium or snow blowers. What about the black family? Shouldn't there be a black family who's going to buy an El Dorado made of pudding? How about something called college, people?
Good point, Adam.
Jesus Christ, it's insulting. All right, number two. I don't know if you guys heard Ricky Martin Gay.
Yeah, yeah, hey. Yeah. Big announcement this week.
Oh, thank Christ I was sitting down when I heard the news. I was driving my car, but I almost swerved off the highway. Ricky Martin Gay, Lance Bass Gay. So it's no fun when all the guys you already know are gay come out as gay 9 years down the road.
Yeah.
Is it? I mean, it's not satisfying.
No.
I went like Henry Kissinger, gay, you know what I mean? Like something good. But here's my take. I don't mind the gays. I just like to treat it like a professional sports franchise, which is I feel like we have enough of them. So for every gay guy that comes out of the closet, one's got to go in.
Well, I don't think that's how it works.
No, that's my plan. So that way I can keep an eye on how many gays we have.
What?
So like Liberace or Bruno from Dancing with the Stars or Bruce Jenner, you got to go back into the closet. We have to take someone as established, and that's how you work it out. Like you say to your fellow gay, hey, I'd like to come out of the closet. Who's going in so I can come out and get some air for a while?
Sure, good idea.
Later on, I'll step back in, and you guys can come out and get a little sun. But just so we have a manageable amount, what I mean?
But who decides that?
Well, I think I can keep track of it.
All right.
I'm just saying, what if we all just decided to come out of the closet on the same day? You know what I mean?
Right. It'd be a disaster. You're right.
Let's all everyone just come out of the closet. All of a sudden, we have a tidal wave of gays.
Right. Nobody wants that. I understand.
No, it's sort of like the spay-neuter plan, but it's a little different.
It's very different.
All right. And number one, this is something I haven't been able to put my finger on for a while because, you know, our buddy Jimmy Kimmel loves fishing. And a lot of guys.
He does. It's ridiculous how much.
It's scary. He does. He wears fly fishing shoes around the house and carries around a wicker basket even when he's naked. He'll go into the shower with that thing. Like, he'll actually think he can catch a fish in the shower, anywhere there's moisture.
Yeah.
I've never been that into fishing, and I finally figured out why. I don't like fishing. I thought it's because I didn't like putting the bait on the hook with the fish struggling and the little minnow and anchovy and everything. I realized what I don't like about fishing is that you fish for fish with other fish.
Right.
And it feels weird because they're eating mini versions of themselves.
Right. Yeah.
Like, that's the weird part. You're putting the anchovy on the hook and you're to catch a fish that's a little bit bigger than the one that's going into the water.
Right.
And it's just like, it'd be like if someone said, hey, man, I'm starving. You hungry? Yeah, let's eat a dwarf. Where's Vern Troyer? I'm starving, man. I eat little versions of me.
Right, but I think fish do that anyway.
I don't like that.
Well,
no.
But I'm saying,
well, let's get them on chickens or cows or something. Let's
how do we do that? Toss an occasional cow in the ocean?
Well, okay.
How?
So what? I'm sure if you tossed a cow in the ocean, eventually word would get around. eventually the fish would start talking and be like, hey, you know what the best part is? The ribs, man. That's awesome. And they just work it out. I'm not saying, you know, put in like a 55-gallon drum of like barbecue sauce or something. I'm saying, let's get them on beef. We sell more beef that way.
That's true.
And I don't have to see the weird cannibalism that's going on.
All right.
See, Adam Carolla's got all the good ideas. It's just a question of somebody asking him. Get all the details of his life at AdamCarolla.com and be sure to buy tickets for the live podcast show April 7th at the Ontario Improv. Ace, we're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow night on stage at the Gibson Amphitheater, too,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, and tonight in Thousand Oaks, by the way.
There, oh, okay. Oh, no kidding.
There,
all right,
too.
Good times. Good times.
Thank you, Adam.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q.
Hey!
27 minutes after 9 o'clock.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We have a new obsession around the radio station here, on and off the air. It's 911 calls. There's so many of them.
Yeah,
and they're so awesome.
You know what's funny is we've been obsessed with this for a long, long time. It never occurred to us to make this a feature on the show.
I mean, that's how good we are.
Occasionally we'll play a 911 call if they're funny enough, but we now have a feature called
To Get Up or Get Down. 911 is joking, yo.
And you can go to kevinandbean.com, and you can they put them up on YouTube. There's no video, obviously, but you can hear the calls, and they are amazing. They're so good.
Really,
what do you
smart
got for me today?
Well, the first one is a woman who calls 911 because her kid is out of control.
Okay.
And in this particular one, and this is the only time I've ever heard this, the 911 call operator really steps over the line.
Oh, really?
And she busts him on it immediately.
The 12-year-old is completely out of control, and I physically, if she's as big as I am, I can't control her.
Okay, did you want us to come over to shoot her? Are you there?
Excuse me?
That's a joke. Okay, so...
Who are you? What is your name?
Mike Forbes.
Okay, that's not funny, Mike.
I'm sorry.
And guess what? I'm going to file a formal complaint.
I don't blame you a bit.
Isn't that funny that she doesn't know enough not to call 911, but she sure knows enough to file a complaint.
Yeah, I don't know.
Exactly.
Wow.
By the way, was Mr. Forbes out of line with the comment? Absolutely. How does that not happen all the time?
That's what I don't know.
These
calls.
People are saints.
They must really train because I would do that every time.
I know.
We may have to do it's been a while since we've done Ask a 911 Operator. If we have any Kevin Bean listeners out there who are 911 operators, get in touch with us because I think we have a lot of questions about how you're able to do your job so well.
And now that we have this feature, 911 is a joke. Here's another woman. We played one, I don't know, yesterday or the day before when we started this series. We played one where a woman called in and turned herself in for drunk driving. Here's another one where they did the exact same thing.
Do you need 911?
Yeah, really, kind of. Yeah, I do, actually.
Okay, why don't you tell me what's going on? Are you intoxicated?
Absolutely. I'm going to tell you right now. I am on...
Are you driving?
Yeah.
Hang on. Pull into the parking lot so you can... Because you shouldn't be driving while you're talking on the phone. Pull into the parking lot and let's talk for a minute. Okay?
I shouldn't be driving.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, I know.
I lost my mom to a drunk driver.
Yeah,
that's why I want you to pull over.
I know. I'll pull over.
Okay.
Okay, so even after that, she's like, I know. I'll pull over when I find a spot.
By the way, if you've ever wondered, Kevin, what it's like for us the first 2 hours of our show every day talking to you.
How dare you?
That's how we feel.
How dare you? This guy took too much Viagra. And he's got problems.
I took some pills, and I took two Viagra pills, and my erection been up for like 4 days, and there hasn't been any signs of change whatsoever, and I'm really sick.
4 days?
4 days? Is that possible?
4 days!
Aren't you supposed to call a doctor after 4 hours, according to the TV commercial?
Yes.
I don't know if it's possible. And by the way, is it possible with two Viagra? I can't imagine.
That's clinical boner. That's right. That's what it is.
It's a good band. And this dude is magic. This guy's gold all the way through, and you feel sorry for the 911 operator every step of the way.
Okay, what's the address that we need to come to?
Pardon me?
Your address, sir?
4220.
4220 Winford, sir?
Yes.
Okay, and what's going on there?
This happened yesterday, and you motherfucker trying to put my ass in jail. And not understanding what's going on.
Okay, do you need medical attention?
Yes.
What is wrong?
I don't know. I ain't no goddamn doctor.
All right, now the 911 operator really does need to find out what the situation is.
Yeah,
does
right. She needs to know what kind of medical personnel to send.
Right, exactly. I ain't no doctor.
Sir, are you feeling pain? What is the problem?
I'm crazy as hell. I ain't got no medicine. I went to the hospital, and the doctor got mad because I told him that white boys used to my mama a long time ago.
Sir, are you in pain somewhere, or what is
it? Yes, I got headaches in my leg and everything. I've been in a fight.
Now, I don't know if he says I have a headache in my legs. Or if
that's
he says,
what he says.
I have a headache and my legs. I don't know what's going on with this dude. But he's very angry that white people had sex with his mom a long time ago.
So you, oh, you want the paramedics to come and check you, correct?
Where I thought you were getting. What the hell going on?
All right, when did that happen?
Yesterday. Damn. My head's hurting. You gonna send somebody out here, you gonna right on the phone.
Okay, and are you in Millennium Point Apartments?
Yes.
What apartment number are you?
All right, now here's where it goes terribly wrong, because she's trying to identify which apartment number, and he doesn't understand that and starts really getting abusive.
Okay.
What's going on down there, ma'am?
Sir, I am trying to help you. What apartment number are you in?
What, my head is hurting. You
can you tell me what apartment number you're in?
What?
What apartment number are you in?
I ain't no goddamn apartment.
Are you in Millennium Point Apartments?
Motherfucker, what's wrong with your ass? How much schooling have you had?
Sir, are you in Millennium Point Apartments?
I told you that.
Okay, what apartment number are you in? What apartment number are you in?
I ain't no goddamn apartment. It's a town house.
Okay, so it's a town house.
But he was offended.
But he told her three times, yes, I live in those apartments. So she's asking what number, and he just can't get his head around.
Okay, what kind of medical history do you have, sir?
I don't know. Let them check it out. I ain't no doctor. I ain't no nurse either.
And what's the phone number that you're calling from?
I don't know what it is.
Is your phone number 407-8836?
Okay, so she repeats the number back to him. Mm-hmm. And then okay. He says,
well, you know the number. Why you ask me?
Because I need to confirm it with you, sir.
All right, you got it.
Do you not have an apartment number?
I ain't got no goddamn. I don't live in no goddamn apartment. I live in a townhouse, motherfucker.
Sir, do you have a townhouse number?
4220, motherfucker.
To get up, get down. 911 is joking, yo.
That dude just kept on and on. He was playing games. All right, you got me. That's my number.
And you feel so bad. I mean, again, the 911 operators, they are saints, Lisa. You're so right. How do you maintain your composure in a situation like that where you're trying to help the guy and he's doing everything he can to fight you?
I tell that guy F you in the first 30 seconds and get fired as a 911 operator. So they have a lot more going on than I do.
106.7 is KROQ, and it is 9:44.
The return of Ralph Garman on the Kevin and Bean Show. He's been out for a few days. He is back with our final look at the showbiz beat for today. Ralph, how you holding up?
When I see Psycho Mike, when I hear Psycho Mike,
yeah, I know.
Yes. It almost makes the hospital look better.
I know.
Oh, come on.
I know. I don't blame you. I want to go with you.
Let's all go. Let's all just leave. Let Psycho Mike just
do his thing.
Scream himself into oblivion. All right, let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? First of all, I want to mention thanks again to all the K-Rock listeners and Kevin and Bean listeners who have sent me emails of support regarding my two preemie twins. I will keep you updated as things go along.
That means premium?
Yeah, the premiums.
Okay,
that's exactly.
Premium twins. You got the good ones.
They're the choice cuts. Those
expensive
kids.
Ones.
But I'm getting tons of emails about names, too, because we were talking about my kids, Olivia and Lincoln, and where those names came from. And this comes from listener Michelle. Said, I went to school with brothers who were Korean, whose parents immigrated from Korea. When they first got here, they loved the old 60s Batman TV series. The brothers' names, for real, Adam West Park and Burt Ward Park.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, those kids rule.
How to guarantee your kids get beat up in school.
My kids suck now. I just realized.
I do have a feeling that if your wife didn't get a vote, you would have named your son Adam West Garman, right?
Sure, absolutely.
No question.
Because that's the only obvious name that you
absolutely.
Have to.
Yeah.
No question.
That's an awesome name, too, by the way.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Bean. Should have married you.
More for Adam West, though, than a kid. Saying.
This it was just handed to me by Alex, by the way, this story. A couple.
Couple.
who are hardcore Alabama fans just named their son Crimson Tide Red.
Come on!
His name is Red, R-E-D-D, last name. Wow. They named him Crimson Tide. Family was less than thrilled with their choice.
But you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Crimson Tide Red.
A lot of people drink when they shouldn't.
It's true.
Maybe when you're naming your kid, it's not a good time.
Let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Charlie Sheen apparently is going to walk away from Two and a Half Men. This is according to People magazine, who insiders close to the show say he is dealing with so much drama in his real life that he wants some time off to kind of put his life back together. And this is the end of his contract this season. And so he's just going to leave his job that pays in, keep in mind, $825,000 per episode. That's per week.
$825,000 a week.
A week.
A week.
A week. It's a lot of bok choy right there.
Wow.
Now, some people say this may be a ploy on his part to get his salary renegotiated. Apparently, Warner Brothers is willing to pay him $1 million per episode if he'll stick around.
Wow.
TMZ.com says Charlie wants $1.5 or $2 million per episode. That'll make it worth his while.
Wow.
Otherwise, he might go on and try to make movies. So we'll have to wait and see what happens.
I'll do it for $1.9. I'll undercut him by $100,000.
Carey Mulligan, who has a new movie in theaters this weekend in limited release. It's called The Greatest. You may want to check it out. Did you see An Education, by the way, with her and Peter Skarsgård?
I did.
Boy.
It's in my Netflix queue. I can't wait to see it.
Boy, is that a great movie, and boy, is she good in it.
My wife tells me she was Oscar nominated. Like it.
She doesn't think you'll like it?
Yeah.
Why? Because it's a bunch of people talking, nothing blowing up?
Yeah.
There's no fat guys on Segways in it?
Right.
Is that why she doesn't think you'll like it?
I mean, really, she knows me best.
It's really a good movie, but it is a period piece. It takes place in Britain in the early 60s, pre-Beatles Britain.
I'll just chalk this up to one that I missed.
Yeah, maybe you wouldn't like it. But she is in a new movie this weekend, and she says she has an interesting way of getting into character. When she has to cry on camera, she just imagines her mother dead.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Downer.
That's downer. A bummer. But when it happens, she'll be rehearsed and she'll be fine.
Oh, Kevin, I don't think that's the point of the story at all. I was like, that's the length she has to go to in order to conjure up tears when she's on camera.
They have fake tears. Can't they just put eyedrops in your eyes or whatever?
But, you know, most people tell you it's more effective if you can actually conjure up the emotions while you're working. American Idol audiences were surprised when Lindsay Lohan popped in on Wednesday night.
What?
Really?
She didn't sing, did she?
No, she just showed up in the crowd to watch the elimination show. She must have thought it was a nightclub, right?
She doesn't know where she is, does she?
She must have been loaded and thought it was Ledoux. But she came in
this place after is
the show,
bigger than I remember.
After the show already started. Look at that floor show. Snuck in the last minute to try to stay incognito, but apparently people quickly noticed her presence. She signed some autographs, went up and gave Ellen DeGeneres a hug during a commercial break, and then apparently took off.
Hmm. Odd.
So it's good to know Lindsay's watching other people work, if not working herself.
Ralph, I found it enormously easy to go cold turkey on this season of AI. I haven't been tempted one time to tune back in just to see what I missed or who else is on. Nothing, right?
No problems.
You're the same.
So fun. We're filling in for you this week doing Showbiz to Go. American Idol, someone got eliminated last night. Don't care. Don't know.
I don't know who got eliminated this week.
Me either. It's so sweet.
Be hard-pressed to tell you.
So sweet.
I know Boston Rob Mariano was voted off of Heroes and Villains Survivor last night. I am watching that show. It is sort of an all-star with the best and the worst.
The most hateable.
Most hateable and the most liked players in history. Colby's still down there. He's still rocking.
Sure.
Boston Rob, of course, you may remember, just missed out on the $1 million when his future wife, Amber, won. And then he was on a greatest hits, like an all-star survivor. I think he lost out on that one. And I think they wound up, he and his wife went up second on The Amazing Race, too. They're also on that show.
That's right.
You're right.
They're making a living out of being on reality shows.
Living on reality shows. But Boston Rob got booted out by Russell.
Yeah.
Who outthought him. Outplayed him.
That was mean.
Au revoir. Adios. Arrivederci. Sayonara. As we say in Boston. See you later.
And Saturday Night Live is featuring some major musical talent this month. NBC announced yesterday that when Tina Fey hosts the April 10th show, Justin Bieber will perform.
Yeah!
The Beeb.
The Beebster.
Bieber Fever. This kid's inexplicable, right?
Yeah. What's going on? That's pandering for ratings on Saturday Night Live.
There's no way
that anyone who works at Saturday Night Live cares a whit about
Justin Bieber. He is gifted, and they're just wanting to share his gifts with the world.
Look, he's got the number one album in America this week. Even having said that, he doesn't fit on that program at all.
Did you see Funny or Die yesterday? Was it yesterday? Yesterday.
April Fool's. Justin Bieber Justin Bieber edition, yeah.
No.
He was, and probably weren't his words, pretty funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, someone obviously crafted those videos for him, right? Kevin will be watching on April 17th when that show is hosted by Ryan Phillippe because Kesha will be the musical guest.
Oh, there you go.
So you get to see her perform live.
Get me started. She's worse live than she is in video, if that's
what I'm talking about.
And MGMT takes over the stage when Gabourey Sidibe hosts on April the 24th.
Well, they're not going to be on the stage. There's not enough.
No. She'll be on the stage, and then she'll get off the stage, and MGMT will come on
the stage. Right. They're going to have to switch places.
Yes. So. Hold them all. Today's celebrity birthdays. Christopher Maloney is 49 years old today.
Not thin.
Actor Clark Gregg celebrates his 48th birthday.
Not way a lot.
Rodney King. That name sounds familiar to you. Then you probably got a TV at some point.
Well, I guess Larry King was right. We can all just get along.
No, it's Rodney King. 45 years old today. Rosalind Sanchez is 37 years old. Adam Rodriguez from CSI Miami is 35 years old. And Bethany Joy Gagliotti from One Tree Hill is 29 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Nice to have you back.
Thank you, sir.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show for one day, by the way. Nice work. That's the way to do it.
I will be here every Friday from now on, I guarantee you.
It's coming on Fridays. Yep. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. On Monday, we've got an all-new program. We're going to recap April foolishness for you. We have Matt Money Smith talking NCAA championship basketball that night. Yeah. Harvey Levin, a bunch of other stuff. We will see you on Monday.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Are you gay?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Not exactly the stuff erections are made of.
Roll another one.
I'm sorry, I can't hear hippies.
Just like the other one.
And it's snowing like dogs.
This one seems to be about to quit.
I would so rather be in prison.
And I need another hit.
Horses, of course, of course, of course, but no one can talk to a horse, of course, that is, unless the horse, of course, is Sarah Jessica Parker. Whoa, Sarah. Down, girl. Down.
Zahn.
Just like the other one.
No thanks, ma'am. I'm actually gay.
This one seems to be about to end.
T. Begging.
I don't have another cent.
You know, if you mess with the bull, go for the gold.
But I won't guard that joint.
But you don't care, do you, Whitey?
Just pass it around.
I'm so not a raper.
But I won't.
Play you out, okay? Playing you out now, this song. You know, like on stage, playing you out, okay? Thanks for coming.
Bang. Done.
Bang, done?
Yeah, that's the end of the meeting. When I say bang, it's over. You don't know that by now. Let's do it again, one more. Bang. You're still here. Do you need help out of the chair? What's the problem?
You know, partying with you guys has turned out to be a bit of a buzzkill, so I'm gonna split too. Okay?
Say goodnight, Dick.
Goodnight, Dick.
Mediocre. Hit the shower.